Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash of me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and I just want to say peace and greetings to you guys. I am so glad tonight is Friday night, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I see you guys as soon as I open the door. I've seen everyone here on the phone lines waiting for me, and the chat room is now open, so I see that filling up as well too. So peace and love to you guys. It's so good to see you in the remix as we get ready to get into our share tonight. I see everyone getting themselves situated, finding their seats and coming on in. It's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. Wow, can you believe it? It is October the 14th, 2011. Imagine that. We have approximately 11 weeks to go until it is 2012. Yes, 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 we are definitely in those magical times, as you know. So welcome, 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 everyone. Tonight, we're going to be doing the Magic Junkie. And, of course, you guys know that I am definitely a magic junkie myself, like you guys, and definitely love knowing my magic. And that's what we're going to be doing tonight. Also joining me in the forum tonight, Esther is going to be in the forum. She's going to be joining us as well as we really get ready to get into some of these shares and you guys get yourself situated. And we get ready to do it, definitely. Remix style. Now, for those of you who did not get an opportunity to listen to the shows that we did last Friday night as well as Sunday night, definitely you want to go back and download, download, download. Brother Panic was in the house and lots of information was given out, lots of fun and lots of sharing and just lots of laughs and lots of mac and cheese. There you go. Lots of mac and cheese too. So definitely you want to go back that with that show and all of the shows here on The Remix, and you want to download and download and definitely keep these shows in your archives and keep them for yourselves as well too. It is some great information to have with you. All right, so now that we've taken care of that and we're getting ourselves situated, you know, tonight I thought about what were we going to do on the show. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a pretty amazing week for me. This week has been all about communication. I don't know, but put a one, put a heart, put something up if this has been all about communication for you this week, all forms of communication. And so I thought it would be perfect for us to really, really get into sort of the magic of really beginning to work with those different areas, dealing with communication and how we communicate, not only how we communicate to each other, but how we communicate on a cosmic level, you know, how we communicate, you know. So tonight what we're going to be doing is we're going to be exploring the cosmos in a very, very unique way. Not to mention that today, on this particular day, and I believe it is today, on October the 14th, some interesting energy going on out in the cosmos. What is happening, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, is that there has been some activity going on with the Cartwheel Galaxy. So I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Cartwheel Galaxy, but we're going to talk about that Cartwheel Galaxy because this is sort of that colliding and sort of that ripple effect of things that have been happening. This is kind of what the Cartwheel Galaxy is kind of about. Not to mention it carries its own very unique blue light as well, too. So we'll talk about that a little later. But here are some of the rundowns of some of the things that we're going to be covering tonight. We're going to be talking about how you can begin to activate your magical gateways, because we all have gateways that are listed within us. And so we're going to be talking about the as above, so below, and those gateways that are within us. And you can use these gateways, activate these different portals or these different magical gateways for healing, for transformation, enlightenment, to help bring yourself into balance. You can use them for so many different things. The other thing we're going to talk about is how to stay grounded to earth. It's important, especially this time of the year, to really stay grounded here on the planet, especially for all of us magic junkies, because we tend to really be in our upper chakras so much that a lot of times we forget about those things that is really about us here on earth. Because that's important, too. And then all of a sudden you have something that shows up in your life that reminds you that not only are you supposed to be here and you're supposed to be human, but you're also supposed to have some human experiences. So you definitely need to get yourself grounded. We talked about this in earlier shows, but we're going to be going into this a little bit more in depth and really showing you some ways of really getting yourself really, really grounded to the earth in a way that you can actually begin to pull down the energy of the upper chakras, which is so very active, and really just kind of filter that energy down to the core, down to the base of your first chakra. So we'll be doing that as well. Then we're going to talk about defragging, which is something I have to do on a day-to-day basis. So I'm going to share some of those techniques with you guys, how to do a psychic defrag. You know, just like the computer defrags, and you're supposed to do that every couple of months. Well, with energy moving so fast and so much going on, it is something that I recommend that we do quite often. We need to defrag. We need to put things back into their proper place, and we need to get rid of some things. Some things, you know, just like the Sesame Street song, some things just doesn't belong there, and you need to let them go, you know? So we're going to talk about that, especially through the power of communicating, not only how we communicate with ourselves, but also how we communicate with others, because I think that is so important. All right, so next, let's see what else. And you know how it goes. We're going to try to get to all of these. We may or may not, but we are. And so the other thing we're going to talk about is moving into the future, because that's what we're doing, how to begin to set yourself up. We have 11 weeks left in this year, how to begin to move into the future. So we're going to be talking about that. Then we're going to be talking about a gateway list. Very interesting. For those of you who have had private sessions with me, you know that I host these calls, and we do them in pretty much, for the most part, pretty small and intimate groups. And when we're in those groups, we do all kinds of woo-woo things, all kinds of know-your-magic things on the Blue Blast call, and we do different exercises. And this was one of the exercises that we actually did called We Made a Gateway List. And on the gateway list, we actually went through for, I want to say, a couple of weeks. We met and we went through. We did different exercises, and then we went through our gateway list. And a lot of people, most of them, within 24 hours, seen a complete turnaround just by doing that. So I'll share some of that with you as well, how to set up a gateway list and begin to work with that. And then next, what we're going to talk about is we'll talk a little bit about the Cartwheel Galaxy. We'll talk about that. So, again, Esther's going to be joining us here live tonight, the Magic Junkie. This is what we're doing. So all things magical tonight, all things woo-woo, all things remix, and definitely, of course, all things blue. I'll be here with you as well as we continue. So we're going to do our normal introduction before we actually get ready to get into the share. And kind of move a little bit. And this is a song. I went kind of searching for some music. And I didn't actually go into my repertoire looking for music. I actually went on YouTube. And it was so funny that this was one of the songs that popped up to me first. So I thought, wow, it's definitely a message in this. It's definitely something that we can hear. So I want you guys to sort of get up. I'm sure that if you're over the age of 10, you can relate to this song. And you can remember yourself dancing to it. And you can also remember what you were doing. You can also remember what was going on in your life at this particular time when this song came on. So I want you guys to get up, and I want you to sing this song to yourself. Because I think especially we're talking about communication, we're talking about opening up different portals, and we're talking about all of these things. Definitely what's going to be just key here is to start this communication with yourself. And so here is this message. It's a message in this song, and I know you guys will get it. You'll get it. It'll be right there before your eyes. You'll get this message. So I'm going to play this song, and I want everybody to get up and get themselves situated. And here we go. Here we go. Let me turn it up a little bit. I think you guys want to hear me turn it up. Oh, and how can we forget? We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue before we actually get started here. Let's see if we can find that. Yes.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. So here we go. This is a message. Sing this song to yourself. And here we go.
Keep it moving.
Here we go.
All right. That's the question that I ask you guys to ask yourself. Now that you've found love, what are you going to do? What are you truly going to do? It is a message in the music. Heavy D. Heavy D. Heavy D. You guys know about it. You know about it. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome so much to The Remix. It's Friday night, of course. I am your host, Miss Blue. So good to see everyone in the house. Much love, especially to all of our international listeners that's listening from all over the world. All over the world. Got lots of emails today. It was a busy week. We're going to get started. It's some things that I do want to talk about first, so we can kind of take care of this and we can to move on to getting into the work that we're going to do tonight. But I thought this was important because often we talk about those things of communication, and I want to share some things with you. The first thing I want to say is I want to just take a moment to recognize all of those brothers and sisters and everyone who came before us, and I say us at this time, or some of them are included into the us as well too, but just being a part of being on the planet at this particular time, that we can sit back and we can reflect on those songs of Heavy D, and at the same time, we can sort of kind of take in some of the knowledge and some of the information from all of the teachers who have been around us. And I want to take some time to acknowledge them. I won't acknowledge them all by names because we'll be here all night, but definitely much appreciated. They are very close to my heart. And I just want to say thank you to them, as well as thank you to you guys, Ashe, to everyone that really just time and their energy to doing their work, whatever that work is, because it is so necessary for each and every one of us as well. So their names out throughout the show. So how about that? That's cool. Okay, so interesting. We're going to talk about this first, because if we don't talk about it now, and this is funny because I actually was speaking with Esther Shell and we were talking about sort of kind of getting this together. So you guys, this is not going to be long, and it's kind of going to be one of those moments where I'm going to tell myself, somebody stop me, because I want to see activities. We'll have an opportunity maybe a little later to kind of open up the forum to share some more things I want to share in the beginning. I want to say to all of you, this has been an amazing week. I think every week is amazing, especially when I'm doing the sessions. But this week in particular has been a little different, you know. The energy has been a little different. The communication has been a little different. And one in particular, one in particular that this situation came up that I felt that it would be really good to share. Because I think it's a good time for me to talk about the difference I do. And I'll do this very quickly because this is not what the show is. But I do have somebody that's coming to come on and share this experience, as many of you have. Of course, this is why so many of you are coming. But very honored to have this very unique exchange that happened in one of the sessions. First, I want to talk about the first session. Because sometimes people think it's a little, they kind of get a little misconstrued about what they get in each session. Even though, know this, all of the sessions are independent. They're not supported by one. So getting one session is not going to encompass everything that you get in the other sessions. Really, it's set up that way. Spirit sort of kind of showed it to me that way, and that works best. There is no prereq. You don't have to get one before you get the other, and you don't have to get the other before you get one. It's up to you. You can do it, you know, it's kind of however you want, you know, life on your terms. So let's talk about the sacred session first. The sacred session is basically that session, and I'll just kind of give you guys the skinny on it. The sacred session is basically about questions that are going on in your life at this time. At this particular time, what's happening at this moment? Yes, we reflect on those things that are happening in the past. And then we begin to talk about those things that you need to do right now, because I'm all about results. I love the woo-woo, but I also like to get results. So we then begin to get into the work about what do you need to do right now to make this happen, whatever it is. So whether it's finance, whether it's why your children's so bad, you know, if you need to change your job that you have, you know, if there's something you're trying to accomplish and you need to accomplish, if you need to get clarity, if you need to get insight, if it's on relationships, if it's on, you know, financial things, money things, it's for lack of a better word, it is for your human side. It's about the Clark Kent side of you. Because we all came down here to both play Clark Kent and Superman. And even though we all would like to pop our collars and stay in the super phase, no one came back here to be so spiritual that you're not human. So the fact of the matter is that the fact that you came back to the planet at this particular time and you chose the planet Earth, because I believe that there's an agreement there, you're going to be dealing with some real human shit, just to put it short, shit. You're going to be dealing with it. And so this is what learning, you guys are funny. This is what learning Know Your Magic is about. It's about how can I deal with that so I can move on to something else, you know? It's so you can move on to bigger and better things, so you can do other work. Because it's real hard to say that I want you to visualize yourself going to another place, another time, going into the astro, when you got your baby sitting on the floor and you ain't got no food and your lights are about to get cut off. It's real hard for me to tell you, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. So you have to sort of kind of satisfy those things first, before you can move on to other things. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, we're quantum. You know, we're quantum people. So that means that we can exist in both realities at the same time. It's not about being perfect. You understand? It's not about being perfect here, because the fact of the matter is there's going to be times where you feel amazing and you feel great, and there's going to be times where you get sick, where your body gets sick. It doesn't have to be that way, but you're going to deal with real human stuff. And the fact of the matter is this: some of it don't really have nothing to do with you. The fact of the matter that you're here, you're going to encompass it. You understand? It's going to impact you. It's about what you decide to do with it on that particular level. So that's what the sacred session does. It really, really takes care of that particular part of yourself so that you can begin to bring those things not into balance, because you guys know what I feel about balance. And for those of you who are not here, sometimes there are certain things in your life that is more important than other things. But it really, really just helps you to get yourself in the position so that you can be conscious of activating your free will. Conscious that you're using your free will whenever possible. Whenever possible. It's about choices. It's about other things opening up to you. And I hear this 100 times over from people all over the world that that is what the confirmation gave to them. It allowed them the opportunity to activate their choices. If you're looking with blinders on, you can only see things from a certain angle, a certain point of view. Being able to get yourself into the position so that you can do a 360. So you can flex and so you can move. Sometimes the quickest way to get the result is not always the straight line. That's not always the case. Maybe you need to do a little zigzag. And for those of you who need to, you know, that play football, maybe you can do a little 42 fake out or 42. Is it 42 fake out or 40 fake out? One of them. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes it's about that. Sometimes it's not about taking the straight route to get to the point. Sometimes you do have to mix it up a little bit. Don't laugh at the 42. But anyway, that's what the sacred sessions does. It helps you with that. And then I teach you how to work with colors. I teach you how to work with angels. I teach you, well, not teach you. I know you guys are wordplay, so let me pull it back because I believe in words. I share with you, or I show you a way that you can begin to work with angels, how you can begin to work with crystals, how you can work with colors, how you work with numbers, how you work with cycles, and then how to tap into your own energy. How to tap in. I show you how to do what I do because I don't believe it's special what I do. I don't believe it's special. I think that each and every one of us has this power to do this. It is our birthright. We came here with this. But it is about not sort of getting this map or not sort of getting this guide, but it is about you doing it on your terms and your way. That's what it's about. So the sacred session really goes into all of those different modalities. And I know I forgot a whole lot of other things that I tell you about it, but that session goes into the whole pantheon of that. I give you the goddesses that are with you, the ones that came with you to the planet. I tell you the ones that are with you in this particular cycle. I tell you what cycle you're actually in. I give you bath elixirs that you can begin to work with, how you can begin to get into your own authentic blueprint, yours, so that you can map it the way that you see fit. And then I tell you how to do it. I give you creative exercises, visualization exercises. All of these things come into the sacred session. So that's the sacred session. The next one is the Akashic Record reading. I don't know about you guys. I know this is an ancient word, and I have a lot of respect for that, but I think it's so overrated, the Akashic. Just that word, Akashic. I think it's overrated. So let me go ahead and kind of clear this up about what it is. First of all, the Akashic Record is a Sanskrit word. That's what it is. And it basically contains everything that has happened on the planet Earth. Now, some will say other planets, and yeah, I can get that. If you want to go to other places, you can go there. Go through the Akashic Record. I don't know. It's a little different for me, and I'm kind of weird like that, so maybe that's my own little funky, psycho, sexy way of doing it. I don't know. But getting into the Akashic Records, what I do when I go in is I go in to find out what is impacting you the most in this incarnation. It's not just about the bad. It's not just about the good. It's about all of it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. What that does is it helps you to understand. It's why you like peas and why you hate the cold. It's why you named your child a particular name. It's why you love a certain place and you hate another, you know? It's what, there you go. It's why you love teaching and why you love poetry. Yes, Esther. It is about all of that. What I do is actually I go into your records and do I only tap into one life? That's a good question. I'm looking for what is impacting you the most. I don't necessarily, and I'll tell you what I tell people right off the bat, and those of you who have had it, you know I tell you this. I don't go in for pathwise. I really don't, because at this point we have been here too long. I would still be on the first Akashic Record reading. I believe in doing this work and seeing this through my research, through my own work, is that on the planet, most of us, oh gosh, I don't even know if I can drop that right now. Spirit is like tapping me on my shoulder saying, don't say that. Wow. So let me digress on that. But here's what I'll say. I don't believe, I won't go in for that. I'll just say this. We're ancient people, and we have been here since the beginning of time. We have been here since the time. And so we've had many past lives, many of them. So it's not just one, but I'm going to tell you what is impacting you the most at this particular time that's going to help you free you up so that you can do the work that you came to the planet to do and really give you that insight and direction and guidance. And then the conch, if that be the word. I don't like conch. That sounds like another word. Maybe the baton. Oh, the baton is sort of passed on to you. And I'll tell you what you need to do to go further on that path to discover those things that you want. You know, that you want. So that's what it is. It's not necessarily always what is holding you back, for real. You understand? It's not necessarily what is holding you back. But what is impacting you? Impact is not always negative. It could be some things that are positive. So many times I've done Akashic Record readings, and it is confirmation, you see. It is confirmation. This is what a reading should be. And I do want to document this here. One of the things that I could tell you guys that I feel firmly, this goes for me, and this goes for anybody else, never let someone speak negativity into your future. Never let someone speak negativity into your life about you. You stop them. That's what this is not about. This is not about that. You understand? It's not about that. And for those of you who are extra, extra, extra sensitive, check your heart and not your mind. Because, yes, Ms. Blue is sweet, but those of you who get readings from me, you know that I'm going to give it to you. I'm not going to shove it in your face, but I am going to give it to you. You understand? So I'm not talking about those things that are mine, but check your heart with it. Because, see, a certain resonance is going to come upon you, and you know when something is true for you, and you know when something just does not vibrate with you. You know that. Trust that. Believe that. Feel that. It will not trick you. It will not trick you. It won't trick you. Let me just say that. So the readings really are about confirmation. How do you know that I'm in your records? Oh, you're going to know. And if someone's going to call in tonight, let me make sure they're still here on the line. I don't want to keep going so bad. But you're going to know. You're going to definitely know I'm in your records. Because as the quote goes, on my best day, I couldn't have made that up. That's not the exact quote, but I'll give you guys the edited version. I couldn't have made it up on my best day. You know, I'm just not that much of a genius of that. But there's no way I could have done that. Trust me, some of the things I know, I don't even want to know. So if I wasn't doing a reading, I wouldn't want to know that, you know. So anyway, oh gosh, I love it. So anyway, let's talk about the other one. The other one is the God Goddess Numeric Akashic Record reading. And this is basically an ancient system based upon the vibration that you actually brought to the planet. And so we go with these things that are connected with you on an Akashic level. And we go through the different elements and all the things that is connected with you. If you want to find out more details, because I want to bring the caller on so we can get into the share and get into the rest of the program tonight, you can always email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And you can get more information and details on that. By the way, it's been a busy week for me. I am going to be doing some work this weekend as well. I've tried to take some time off so I can have some personal time, but I'm going to be doing readings this weekend. So Have no fear. Have no fear. Everybody's going to get in. I'm telling you. Telling you. We know it's a divine appointment. Oh, my goodness. Somebody said Ms. Blue will put you on a layaway plan. Yes, some of y'all need to be on that. Some of y'all just don't need to be doing certain things. And I will tell you. I will tell you as I get it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I get what you're saying. I get it. Okay, so anyway, let me get to the story, because you know how we get in the remix. I just told you guys. Somebody stop me. So anyway, here we go. So I'm doing this Akashic Record reading, and one of the things for me, you guys, is I hold these very, very sacred. And so, you know, I'm very reluctant and I'm very careful. I never want to share what anyone has had in a reading because it's supposed to be that way. It is a very, very sacred thing, you know. It's very sacred. It's sacred for all of us. And I hold that very dear, and I also hold that very sacred. This particular sister who had this reading done with me this week, it was quite amazing because she was just as excited as I am when I called her to get ready to do the reading. And I was actually kind of already in her records when I got ready. Well, let's see if she's on the line, because I'd rather you hear the story, part of the story from her, than hear me take it. So I'm going to go to the phone lines now, and I'm going to go to 210 because I believe this is her. And let's see if she's here. Greetings.
Greetings, Miss Blue.
Greetings.
How are you doing? Am I on the phone?
I am
on the line.
Yes, you are on the line and you're on the phone. And first of all, let me say thank you. Thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
This.
You're
and
quite welcome.
This is, you guys are all amazing. I just can't put you all on blast like that. This sister just she's okay with being on blast with her amazingness.
Oh yeah.
But, I'm gonna tell a little bit about the story, and let me go ahead and put my little quote in here. Esther's laughing at me right now, but let me put my quote in here. And the names have been changed to protect the innocent. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Can I say that? I'll say that. Okay. So,
go ahead.
Okay. So here's what happened. When I got ready to do her Akashic Record reading, I had her name. And I kept looking at her name, and I kept saying, gosh, it's just something with this middle part of her name. Which is not unusual. Many of you could say that I've told you guys that some things about your name, and that's been confirmed. But this was a little different. And I was like, okay. So what happened was, as with me, you guys know I'm a talker, and this is my work, and we tend to be passionate about our work. And so sometimes, you know, a session that's supposed to be an hour turns into 2 hours, you know, 15-minute session turn into 50 minutes, you know, that happens. And when that happens, it actually kind of push things back. It kind of pushed things back. And that's what happened. So I was actually just calling her to let her know I didn't forget about you, and I'm just kind of going through my psychic defrag. And then once I finish that, then I'm going to call you back, and we can get right into your session. And she said, okay. She was cool with that. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, tell me your name, like your full name. And she paused. And she said, you want my legal, you want my, you know. And I said, well, you know, it's not a trick question. What's your name? Tell me your full name. And she tells me. And I said, well, what's going on with this name in the middle? And she said, ah, that's actually my ex's name. But the other name is my new husband's name. And I said, oh, okay, that makes sense. But we still didn't go into anything. So she was waiting, patiently waiting. I called her back. And once I called her back, we began to talk some more. And as we get ready, one thing that I do when I get in the Akashic Record readings, because I never want to be accused of somebody feeding me information. And she came on, she was all excited. She was like, I got some things. I'm just excited. I'm ready. And this, and oh, I had this happen to me. I said, no, stop. Stop. I want to tell you. Don't tell me. I want to tell you. So she said, okay, Miss Blue, I'm listening. So I started asking her questions like, tell me and remind me if I forget any of them. I said, tell me about a boat. What do you think about a boat? Tell me about water and sand. Tell me what you think about that. I said, tell me, what else did I say? I said, tell me how you feel about polygamy. And she paused. She paused. When I say pause, no, she stuttered. She stuttered. She said, what? I said, you know, polygamy. She said, well, you know, for people, if that's what they want to do, you know, that I don't have anything against that. And I said, well, I said, so you hate it? She said, yeah, I kind of hate that. I said, okay. I said, well, let me ask you another question. I said, what do you think about the islands? And I made it a point to eliminate or not to say a particular island. I'm not going to take you guys through the whole session. I know y'all would love to go there. And Transform Man, when you say, where are we going with this? Listen, and then you'll see where we're going with this. You'll see. And if you can't, oh, well, you know, close your eyes and just hold on. But anyway, so I said, well, Let's talk about these different islands. And I said, well, what do you think about that? She said, you know, I actually took a trip. Don't be scared. Somebody in the chat room said they're scared. Don't be scared. She said, I actually took a trip. And she said, when I took my trip, I actually went to the Bahamas. And I said, okay, the Bahamas, huh? I said, well, this is great. And you can share with us what you found out after this.
Okay.
I said, this is really, really great. I said, because let me tell you what went on and some of the things in your life. So I'm going to give this to you guys as a skinny, and then I'm going to let the sister speak and tell you the part of this that was really profound that happened here. She wanted to tell me in the very beginning about a meditation she had the other day, but I stopped her in the beginning and told her, once we get done, if you have questions or things you want to share, we'll have time to talk about it at the end. So anyway, this is what I told her. Okay, I said, well, here's what's impacting you the most. And if I can remember it. So I'm just going to kind of rattle this out the best I can. I said, you were in probably the area of what we would call the Bahamas today. I kind of suck with time, but from what I can pick up and the energy, it was somewhere between the 6th and the 10th century, somewhere in that particular time frame. You were married to a man who was like a king or a chief. And he was in a tribe. And in this particular tribe, you were like his number one wife. I said, and now, let me tell you a little bit about your personality. I said, you're just an amazing sister here, but you was very hurtful, mean, and wicked kind of back then. And she was like, uh-huh. And I said, you were kind of just hurtful. disrespectful. Like, you was just really, really mean. I said, but he had a lot of wives. He had a whole lot of wives. I said, but here's the thing that is a trip. I said, here's the thing about it, a trip. I said, he was killed. He was killed. And because he was killed, they killed you and a couple of other wives with him. So you were really killed with him, but you didn't want to go. I said, So I said, I get it. I said, you know, I said, that middle name of your ex, I said, that was your first husband, right? And she said, well, she said, no, Miss Blue, actually, that was my third husband. And the last name now is of my fourth husband. I said, oh, she said, but now it makes, well, I'll let you tell why that made so much sense.
Okay, it makes sense because my whole life I've been having this thing about, having problems with the other woman, and I always thought that my husband always had other women. And the cheating part, if you cheat on me, it's over.
And
it's been plaguing me my whole life. I've gone to, I didn't tell you this at the time, but I've gone to psychiatric help. I guess and they only took me back to, when you go to your sessions, they want to know all about your childhood, so they take you back to childhood, and I could never, I did that, been there, done that, and it didn't help. They tell you how to deal with it, I guess, and but I could never shake it, and I didn't understand why. My sisters were, I would talk to them, and they would tell me, you just got to stop thinking like that, because if I see the guy I'm with, turn around and look at somebody, or, I immediately feel... I don't even really know where that comes from.
That was the one thing that came out in the session. Well, I didn't know that you had seek therapy about it. No, you didn't tell me that. That's a wow for me, a confirmation for me, because it is an exchange. So I thank you for your honesty and really sharing that. But I knew it was something that was holding heavy on you. And I even told her, I said, and I tell you in the Akashic Record reading how this energy shows up for you here. And I told her, I said, in your relationship, you're very jealous. You think these things. And she said, yes, I do. I always think they're cheating. And if I think there's another woman, she's really totally, completely against it. And it is because of this energy that she brought back of coming out of this polygamous situation that really is impacting her the most. So this is why that is such a stigmatism. And then we sort of kind of laughed about the fact when I said to her, I said, it makes sense why you would have four husbands. Because now you're taking the opposite of what is actually was done to you in that particular way. I don't know if you guys can see the magic here and how profound this is, because even now I hear her voice and her energy. It was such a relief to be able to get this kind of confirmation to see this. But that's not even the woe. That's not even the woe. The woe was what she really wanted to tell me. What she really wanted to tell me is just a couple of days ago, she was doing a meditation, and I'll let you tell the meditation.
I was meditating before the reading. It was a couple of days, I think, before the reading. And I saw myself married to a chief or some, you know, and, well, I didn't know if he was a chief or not, but I saw myself married to this man, and I knew he had other wives, and it was five wives. And I was like, no, that's not it. And I always, and I was trying to get attention. I was trying to get attention, his attention. I didn't like the, you know, the fact that I would have to share. And and I'm thinking, I have to come out of that. Because I'm like, what is that all about?
and
I just shut it off. I didn't even, you know.
And she
I didn't even think about it.
Right. And one of the things, like I said, because she came on wanting to share this also with me about this meditation and what did it actually mean. Now, I told her it was a lot of wives. I never went into the number. And then she described sort of how the place looked. And what I didn't tell her, she described it back to me. So I know exactly the same space and place I was at, she was there too.
Oh.
So that just brought confirmation both ways. That, and I told her, I said, you were in your records. That's exactly what it was. So that confirmation was definitely was back to her and also to myself as well, too. You see, it was that exchange of being able to see that. And that was very, very profound. So we talked about that whole experience and how that impacted her and some of the things. We won't go into all of that with you guys, of what she can actually begin to do and just the releasal point of that and being able to look this up. And I actually try to, because a lot of times I will give you a name or I'll give you a particular tribe. There's been cases where people have told me all kinds of things, you know, like, you know, we laughed about as well, too. I couldn't have made that shit up on my best day. Couldn't have made it up on my best
day. You couldn't have made the name up the beginning of the conversation up on your best day. I said, how did she know that? I don't even use that. It's so new,
no.
I don't even use it, you know. I don't even think my family.
So,
oh,
you know, it is,
okay.
it is really, really, really a profound experience. And, you know, it's profound. And I wanted to share that, you know, because there's so many stories out there, but, you know, to protect the innocent. I won't say it, you know, I never that. If people want to come and they want to share, they can, but not for me. But, you know, so I thank you again from the bottom of your heart to coming on and sharing that. And we'll be in touch. I want to know more about, you know, what happens and what happened afterwards. And
I thank you because that was a big relief, you know, as like, I knew it came from something other than my childhood, and it had to because I couldn't shake it. I didn't understand, and now everything just falls into place, and I feel so, you know, relieved. And
yes.
It's like, okay, now I understand. Now I can deal with that, and I can deal with that, and that's not coming from this lifetime, you know. So, that's what I wanted to know most because that's what was holding me back in this life, and I want to know what happened in my past life to make me be like this or make me who I am. And
yeah.
I'm not so mean anymore, but.
Yeah, don't be so mean. Don't be so jealous. And we talked about colors and how to balance that energy out. But really, she is an amazing sister. And I thank you. I know that we will continuously be in touch and see how the rest of the things that I shared with you and you also shared with me on what you're working on to do that. And also, since I was while I was in her record, one of the other things was was funny. I told her, I said, wow, I said, you are just insane when it comes to finances. And she started laughing. She said, wow, Miss Blue. She said, yes, I went to school for accounting. She said, I love it. I said, I know. Oh, my gosh, you are that person to call when I want to shift some things around to get some advice about financial things. Oh, so.
Yeah. I'm still doing it because my ex still called for his taxes to be done.
For his taxes, I told her. She said, "Wow, Mister, you picked that up too." I said, "Yes, I did." I said, "Oh my goodness, you will be in my Rolodex to call for those things around tax time."
I didn't get that, but you know, I guess that was one of the things that held me up from that other thing, held me up from prospering, I guess, as much as I should have in the finance, because it affects every part of your life.
It does. It really does. It really does. So
yeah.
I thank you again. Peace and love. I know you're going to hang out for the rest of the show. And again, thank you. And we'll be in touch. Peace and love.
Okay. Peace and love to you too, Miss Blue. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. It's so many stories, like I said, I could share, but, you know, we have to protect those, and I keep them very, very sacred. So that's just that. Well, we're going to get ready to continue to get into the Magic Junkie. We're going to get ready to bring Esther on so we can begin that share as well. If you guys are interested, oh, and by the way, let me just go ahead and say that, and everyone's sending you much love. I don't know if you're on the phone. I know you guys are guessing and you're trying to line this up with zodiac signs. And even though I know that there is some true science in that, I can rest assured to you guys and anyone else that has had this, those things don't line up on that level, because it's not based upon the time that you actually arrived on the planet. It is based upon you on a soul level. It is based upon you on an Akashic level. So it goes much, much, much deeper than whether you were born, on Tuesday, October the 14th, 1975 or 1976. It goes much, much deeper than that. And somebody in the chat room is saying, is zodiac signs a waste of time? It's not a waste of time if that's what you want to do. That's your choice. But I can tell you that I don't operate under those rules or those laws. I don't. Not when I'm in your Akashic record. It does not play significance. It's not a role there. Yeah. Yeah. So if that's a rule that you go by, and there are some that do that, then that's certainly fine for you. But that's not one that I do. I could tell you some stories about why, but I'm glad that that's not something I've ever got locked into. So I have not. And for those that do it that way, then that is their rules that they go by. But that's not the ones that I do. But, so here we go. We're going to bring Esther on. Are you guys ready to get into the Magic Junkie so we can do some of that work now? So let's get into that. Always email me if you have questions, QUESTION, the number blue, at gmail.com. And also, let me give a big shout out, because I haven't done this yet, but let me give a big, big, big shout out to everyone. A big, big shout out to everyone that has purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook, the Psycho Sexy Cool audio workbook. And it's been amazing things. I've gotten reports, me and Sister Manya, from all over the globe, all over the world. People have downloaded it in many, many different countries. And they are definitely having an amazing time with it. So if you guys are interested in getting that, you can go to www.msblue, like the color, B-L-U-E, blast, blast.com, and all of the information is there. Okay, so let's bring on Esther so we can get started. Peace and greetings, Esther.
Peace, everybody. Peace, Miss Blue.
Peace. Wow, what an amazing day it is.
Yep, it is.
Yes, it is. So here we go. Here we go. We're going to start. We're going to start doing a little bit of this magic junkie. And for you guys who are out there and you're getting ready to participate with us, I'm going to tell you, get something to write with. Grab you a pen and a piece of paper so we can get ready to just jump in with both feet. And I guess we'll jump in with both feet, or maybe we'll jump in with both arms. We'll jump in, maybe butt naked, just jumping in, however. Just
yes,
figured I'd
yes,
throw that
yes.
throw that out there. Just jumping in
skinny
however
dipping.
You want to.
Yes, we are skinny dipping into it tonight. Yes.
Skinny
yes.
dipping. Somebody said butt naked.
Bucket
yes.
naked, yes.
Mm-hmm. Bucket naked. So. All right, you guys, well, we're going to start out with the activity. The first one we're going to start out and we're going to begin to sort of kind of warm up with is activating your magical gateways. So go grab something to write with, and we're going to get started. We're going to get started. So welcome everyone to the remix, in case you didn't know where you were. You're in the remix, and we are live. And I do mean L-I-V-E, not the evil, but we are live.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just too much, too much, too much. Okay, so we're gonna use this, and I didn't give this out tonight, but I want to give this here. Hmm. Yes, I'm going to give this here. And I'm going to give this to everyone, www.blogtalkradio.com/, the remix, all one word, is how you can join us in chat. Click the chat button and just come on in. If you're a guest, and I forgot to say this, and you're joining us for the very first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. And all you have to do is go down to the very, very bottom, click the sign up, sign in button, and come on in. Want to give a couple of shout outs to some of the Remix family members that are listening here. Mr. Anderson of iGrowYouGrow.com. It's not .com, it's .net.
I think it's .biz.
Oh, .biz. I grow, you go.
Yeah.
It's .biz. It is. I grow, you grow .biz. And if you guys, you know, the fall season is upon us. We're definitely going to have Mr. Anderson come back on and tell us what we should be having in our garden growing for us at this time. So I know that show is going to be coming up. So WWWI, the letter I, U-Y-O-U, grow, G-R, I grow, U, the letter U, grow, .biz, .biz, .biz. And also the logo is here too, so no confusing on that. No confusing on that. It's .biz. And Mr. Anderson is that man. He is that brother. He is that man when it comes to that. This is his passion. This is what he loves. And this is how he works his magic. And he will show you how to work your magic as well, too. So he will be joining us in the forum soon, 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 soon. So we can know what we can be planting no matter where you are in the world. He can tell you how to grow, no lie, anything, no matter what part of the world you're in. He works magic with it. So have no fear, no matter what part of the planet you're on. And he says he got some new magic. Oh, it's going to be on. It's going to be on and popping up. So we're going to be growing all kinds of things. You guys have been putting up your pictures of all of your things that you grew during the summer and all of these other different times. Everybody's showing that. He has a blog. He also has a radio show that he does. So go on over to www.igrowyougrow.biz sign up for the newsletter, get yourself on the list so you can get in touch. Also, who's in the house with us tonight, give a big shout out to Sister Nancy Lockhart. She is the country's leading top analyst and also an author of the book. Y'all know I love saying the name. Y'all know I love saying the name of this book. This is really one of those things. You know how when you were little, maybe your mama used to put things on the refrigerator? You need to get this and put it on your refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And the book is called Locked Up. Locked Up. What to do when your ass gets locked up. A poor man's guide to freedom. And don't sleep on this sister, because she done helped many who done got their asses locked up. And they children who got their ass locked up, they man that done got their asses locked up, they cousins, they baby daddies, they baby mamas, they uncles, they aunts, they grandmothers who done got their ass locked up. She done helped them get unlocked. So if not for you, you can get it for somebody else's ass that might get locked up. It's a great gift. It's a great gift. So... Griffin, who is you calling Granny? I just want to know. Don't make me call you out in that chat room, Griffin. I know you're not calling me Granny. I know you're not. No, no, no. I am far from a granny. Thank you very much. And he wasn't talking about me, see.
Oh, wow.
He was saying if Granny got her ass locked. Yeah. And, you know, while we're talking about that, I did have somebody call me who mother got their ass locked up.
Oh, wow.
And they said, my grandmother got locked up. What can I do to help? I said, what did Granny do to get locked the hell up?
Oh, wow.
Seems as though Granny didn't pay her little bills on time, and they locked Granny ass up. So don't sleep. Nancy Lockhart, it's a number you want to put in your pocket. She also does her own blog talk show. She talks about all those cases in the media. She has a lot of things going on. Google her here. Also, you can find the information. Also, she's on Facebook as well. Connect with her. She's one to know. Because trust me, one of the things that will happen in this lifetime, maybe not your ass, but somebody you know going to get their ass locked up. And you're going to need to help them. That's just simple. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Peace, Nancy.
So peace and love to Nancy. Is she still out there? So really, it is something that you can get, and I believe it's available instantly for you. It is something that you do want to have. Seriously, it's some good stuff in the book. I read the book, and I own the book myself as well. It's some great stuff in the book, really tips and things that you need to know, and also how to avoid getting your ass locked up. Now, maybe that should be the sequel, but really in there's quite a few chapters to tell you what to do if you were to get stopped by the police, if something happened to you, because a lot of times what happens is these situations progress, and then you're in the situation where you really need a lawyer and a lot of money to keep your ass from getting unlocked after being locked up. So there are some ways to do certain things that you can do that's very simple to keep your ass from getting locked up. I'll share one, and then we're going to move on. I hope y'all got your paper ready, because we're going to get going after this. We're going to get going after this, but one of the things that she tells you is never go anywhere without identification. Trust me. If you can look down. Oh, Nancy says she's here. Oh, Nancy, I hope you didn't hear all of that. But anyway, we're just telling them how wonderful you are. So anyway, one of the things that you can do, and it's actually www.nancylockhart. Get it? Lock your ass up. Heart. She's the heart to unlock your ass. Nancy.blogspot.com. She has the perfect name that lines up with the energy and the work that she does. That's why she's the country's leading analyst. Nancy Lockhart. So just remember that when you get locked up, you know. So anyway, one of the things is that you need to have an identification ID card on you at all times, even if you don't drive, because that's the stigma, and particularly a lot of our young black boys think, I don't have a driver's license, so I don't have ID. No, you need to have identification. Other than your homeboy Ray Ray saying who you are. Ray Ray can't validate who you are. You got to be able to validate who you are. When you're living in the land, some of the things of the land you have to know how to avoid. And I'll just share that. But there are some other very, very simple tips that go into what you can do to avoid yourself from getting locked up. And many have testified that that book, Locked Up, What to Do When Your Ass Get Locked Up, has saved them from getting locked up. So there you go. Take that message and be bright with it. Okay, so here we go. We're ready, Esther. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, you guys.
Wow.
So here we go. Here we go. The magic junkie. That's what we're going to be doing tonight. And tonight we're going to be talking about how to activate those magical gateways. We have magical gateways that are inside of us, all different portals all over. So, ooh, my mouth tonight. I might need to eat a piece of candy. I almost said something and I warped myself back. I said, don't say that. Okay, so anyway, so it's about the different portals that you have within you. You need to definitely activate these things, and there's different exercises that you can do to actually activate these magical gateways within yourself. So we're going to set this up much like we do for those of you who have done the linguistics with us before, but we're kind of put another twist on it tonight, me and Esther. We're going to put a little twist on it. So I'm going to let Esther kind of give you the rules. And, thank you. Well, we're going to put a little, Esther's going to put a little twist on it, and then we're going to get right into the exercise. If you're just joining us, you're going to need to get something to write with, and of course, something to write on. Piece of paper and a pen, preferably. You know, if all else fails, hey, you know, use your imagination. But, okay, Esther.
Okay, so we are going to do our classic, this is now our classic seven-word exercise. There is a twist on it that we will tell you about after it, but for those of you who need to know the instructions for the seven-word exercise, what we do is we give out seven words, and the only restriction is that you have to write five lines. There's no restriction on the content. You have to use the words within the poem, but you can write about whatever you want to write about. And, again, this was really started as a free writing exercise, but we have morphed it and taken it to the next level. But the goal is to get you to just get your thoughts down on paper so that you can express yourselves. And tonight we are just going to tie it all in to our magical junkie experience. So that's it.
All right. So we're going to get ready to go, and we're going to go down the list, and we're going to give you seven words. And so here we go. All right. No writer's block allowed here.
Yeah.
We're not, writing.
You're going to get over that real quick, Abdul.
Real quick, fast, and in a hurry. Okay. So here we go. Esther, you want to take the first one?
Yes, I will. And this is going to be a Hindi word. The word in English is coffin, like a casket, a coffin. The word in Hindi is tabu, and that is T T is in Tom, A, B is in boy, U, T, A. So it's spelled Tabuta, but that's not how it's pronounced. It's pronounced Tabu.
Tabu. And that is actually coffin.
A coffin, yes.
All right, all right. Okay, so next I'm going to give you a word. And that word that I'm going to give you is going to be, let's use, in honor of Mr. Anderson, let's use green. Green. So green.
Okay. All right. The next word is going to be Prague. Prague is P-R-A-G-U-E. P-R-A-G-U-E.
Oh, I actually have been there. Actually, you know, we have a listener from Prague.
Uh-huh.
Oh, only in the remix.
Only in the remix.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so did you guys get that? The next word was Prague. Prague. Okay, so here is the other word. Let's see. Wow. Oh, gosh. The next word is going to be salty. Salty.
Salty. Oh, wow. Okay. all right. The next word is Neptune.
Okay.
We'll go over the words again, everybody.
Okay, what was the next word? Say it again.
It was Neptune.
Neptune?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, Neptune. All right, so the next word is going to be... Oh, wow. The next word is going to be... I don't know if this is, I don't even know if I can use this. Let's see. yeah, I guess this will fall into that category. Dazzled.
Dazzled. Wow. Okay.
that could be used, right? Dazzled.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Dazzled.
Okay. And the last word is... Pentagram.
Mmm. Pentagram. All right. All right. So, you guys, for this exercise that we're doing now is how to activate your magical gateways. We're going to go over the seven words again. If you're just joining us, what you're going to do is just write down these words. Once you've written these words down, and we'll go over them again, then we'll tell you the next step again. So we're going to go over the words really quickly here again. Esther, you can start.
Okay. The first word is tabu, and that means coffin.
Okay. The next word is green.
The next word is Prague, and yes, that is a location. It is still a word, hence why it's being used. Okay.
All right. The next word is salty. You know, like eating potato chips sometimes can be salty.
The next word is Neptune.
I feel like I'm teaching class. The next word is dazzled. Y'all want me to use it in a sentence?
Right.
Dazzled.
And the last word is pentagram.
Wow, people amaze me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. So sad.
Okay, so now that you have a word, yeah, the last word was pentagram. And now that everyone has the word, the goal of this assignment is to write 5 lines. You can write about whatever you want to write about. The only rule is that you need to use all the words and that you're going to do this in 5 lines. Content is everything up to you. Okay, so the goal is just to get everything down, try to tie the things together, don't think too hard about it, and that's it.
Yes, that's going to be it. And so remember for the word, we're not going to use the English word. We're going to, for the first word, we're going to use taboo, which is actually the Hindi word for coffin. So when you're writing, you're not going to say coffin. You're going to say the Hindi word.
Yes.
So that's going to be key for that word. And then you're going to use the other words, again, like that. So let's begin. Do y'all need some music? Some people say the music throws them off. Others say it helps them, you know. It's either way. It's either way.
So, I think music is good, Miss Blue.
Okay, so let's see if we can find some of our classics here. Let me see where it is. Ooh, can't play that. Can't play that, but we'll play this. All right, everyone. We are doing the Magic Junkie here tonight. Of course, you know, I'm Miss Blue, joined by Esther tonight, and we're getting into the first activity, how to activate your magical gateways. So we gave out the seven numbers here, and I'll just go over them one more time. I know you guys have done your writing. You were listening to Mind Sex by... wow. Listening to that by, gosh, that just left me really, really quick.
Dead Prez.
Yeah, by Dead Presidents. How could I forget? Dead Presidents. Love them, brothers. But Mind Sex there, Theo. So far into this writing, I couldn't even bring myself back. But so here's your words again. You can go ahead and call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines if you want to share with us what you came up with, and we'd love to hear that. So the words, we're going to go down the words one more time so everyone can have that. The first word, taboo, which is the Hindi word for coffin, and the other word is green, the second word. The third word is Prague, and yes, it is a location. The fourth word is salty. The other word is Neptune. The other word is dazzled, and also pentagram. So those are your words there. Little challenging there, but we know you guys can do it. And we know you guys can do it. 646-652-2711. Come on, press 1 when you get on the line so we know that you're here and you're ready to share. So, Esther, we don't have anybody pressing 1. I guess.
they need some more time. I think they need more time.
They might need a little bit more time. Oh, as soon as you said that, somebody done. There they go.
There we go. Yep.
All right. So we're going to go to the first caller. It looks like calling in from area code 336. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Nagajna L. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay, greetings. You're ready to share with us?
Oh, most definitely. I got some stuff that's been going on here the past couple of days, and it's really good because I was really thinking for a moment there, I was like, you know, what happened to the ancestors? What's going on? Because I was going through like this little silent period for a few months or whatnot. Before I get into all that, though, I want to say, Ms. Blue, definitely much thanks, much gratitude to you and everybody in the family that's out there that's doing what they're doing, because it keeps people motivated to keep receiving and knowing that there's other people that are going through the same thing that they're going through. So much respect to that and the whole family, Panic and everyone else. Most definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah, to the bit that I want to share with, though, it's more so dealing with a big breakthrough that I just had in meditation.
Hold on 1 second. Stop. Hit the pause for 1 second. 1 second. One second. Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah, I just got on today. I checked out the email just a little while ago, and I thought that the presentation had already been done like it normally is every time I get it. I'm late. I say late. Which thing?
Oh, okay.
And it was, you know,
The time is
right. Everything was right with it. Synchronicity.
Well, beautiful. What was your name again?
Nagajna.
Magajna?
Yeah, Nagajna L.
Magajna L. That's a beautiful name. Now, Magajna, I'm going to tell you this because I really feel you have no clue about this. But I'm going to tell you this, and then you can tell us what you're going to share. We were actually in the middle of exercise, and people were getting ready to share what they had just been working on from the exercise.
It falls right in line.
Okay, so did you write your 7 words down since you're right in line?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to share. I didn't know that there was a prequel to what we're supposed to do.
Well, it's not necessarily that there was a prequel, but this is what we were doing. So there is no prequel. This is it, you know, like that. So what I'm going to ask that you do, because I really want to hear, I can just feel your energy, I really want to hear exactly what you have to say, but I do want to also get those on that as we go through these exercises. And what we're going to do during the last half hour of the show, we'll open it up and we'll let people just come on and be able to say what they're going to say. So I just kind of wanted to stop you there because you kind of came in the house, walked up to the front of the stage and said, I'm next on the mic.
Yeah. Didn't even know what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but we know what that's called in the real world. But we'll keep it magical here and say that you're supposed to be here. So we're going to let you share that, but I do need you to hold on for me, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, peace. Beautiful. I love you guys. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. I'm Velvet, and I'm calling from New York.
Greetings, Velvet. That's a nice name, Velvet.
Okay, I have one question because it was kind of breaking up when she was explaining the rules, but all I heard was write 5 lines using the 7 words. Was that
that's it?
That's it.
Huh?
Did you get all the 7 all of the 7 words, Velvet?
Yes, and you said don't think too much about it, so just go with the flow, right?
That's right. That's right. You ready to share?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're ready. We've been waiting on you, Velvet. Imagine that. Go ahead.
Okay. Lying in this taboo was exciting. It was green on the inside. It sounded like rain falling on the outside, and the water dripped in my mouth, and it tasted salty. As I lied there, I felt as if I knew where I was. I felt the energy of the pentagram. I knew I was headed to the Neptune. I couldn't wait to arrive where I belong, back in Prague. Home makes me feel so good and dazzled.
Wow.
That was deep.
That's very deep, very good, and very deep. Very deep and very good. Very, very good. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that, Velvet. That was excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That was great. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. Good night, Miss Blue. Good night, Esther.
Hello. Good night, Griffin.
Yeah, how are you doing? Yes, it's Griffin from Jamaica. And what I really found interesting about some of the words, like during my day today, like some of the things came up that I found very poignant. So let me just read what I have right here now. They write about dead people. They read about them in the news. Please put it in the taboo and be done with it. Stuffing out whatever green is left, leaving you with an after feeling of lifelessness. Seeing behind the curtains for the first time, I see fat cats in yachts bragging about vacations in Prague. I'm done being a battery. What's hit now? Well, they say it's a bag of chips, a bag of salty potato chips. Chips, chips, microchips. Neptune empties its waters from earth to sky. I am no longer dazzled. I hold my pentagram and watch as it ends. So that's it.
Oh, I love that, Griffin. Very deep.
Yeah.
Very deep.
Thanks. All right. Oh. I'm going to sit down now. Next person.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Griffin.
Yes, sure.
All right, Griffin. Thank you so much. Much love. We'll be back. Hello. Good night. Hello, good night.
Hello, good night.
Yeah, I keep waiting for Puff Daddy to jump out and say good morning, good night. All right, we're gonna go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Erica, and I'm calling from Texas.
Greetings, Erica.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to share?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I can be salty sometimes, like a star, I still dazzle in your face. Prague is taboo to me. I know nothing about it. Neptune, I can't remember visiting. A green pentagram is my visualization.
Wow. Like that, like that. Very powerful. Very powerful. Thank you for sharing that, Erica.
Thank you.
All right. That was good. That was really, really good. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 919. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Black Majesty, North Carolina.
Greetings to you. You ready to share with us?
Yes, I am. Greetings, Esther. All right. Mine goes, at the stroke of midnight, I rise from Neptune's taboo. I walk the beautiful beach of Prague covered in salty green moss. I am dazzled by the pentagram in my mental pentagram.
Very nice. Very good use of words. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Peace. Wow, you guys are on it. You're on it.
Yes, they
see some
are.
Callers, they are on it. So let's see. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Is there a next caller? I think the call might have dropped for the next caller. So we're going to wait. We're going to wait a second. But Esther, did you do one?
Of course.
Okay.
Do you want me to do mine?
I certainly do. You know, we love hearing what you have to share.
All right. Okay. At my taboo on the mount, watching the saucy green stars raining Himalayan crystal, I am drunk off purple pentagrams in Prague. My eyes completely dazzled. In transit to Neptune, my mind is free.
All right, y'all, go on and give it up for Esther. She's my poetry teacher. That's the linguistic teacher right there. Beautiful, beautiful. Love it, love it.
Thank y'all.
So, that was awesome. That was awesome. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 267. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Miss Blue and Esther. It's Aya Kemet calling from Philadelphia.
Another sister. Hey, Aya Kemet.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, well, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to let you do what you do.
Can I ask one question? Is it okay if we go a little bit over five lines? I kind of went a little bit over.
I'm sure you did. Yes, it is perfectly okay.
Go right
okay. All right. My escape from a mental taboo to set my soul free. The grass is now green. I astral projected to Neptune and flew through Prague dazzled. Dipped in the Mediterranean, emerged salty, awoke in my bed with a pentagram in my hand.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was nice. That was nice.
All right, peace.
Thanks, Steve.
Peace, chat room. All right.
That was beautiful. Eye of Kemet always brings the fire there. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 973. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Joaquin calling from New Jersey.
All right. Did you say Joaquin?
Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Yeah.
Joaquin.
Peace, Joaquin.
Peace. Peace and greetings, fam. Miss Blue, I got mine ready.
Yeah, can I say something before you say that, Joaquin?
Yes.
Okay, So we having a good time tonight. But I want to say this to the ladies. And if you guys can feel me on this, I want you to put a heart in the room. Doesn't Joaquin seem like a guy that every sister should date? You know, Joaquin, girl. You know,
yeah.
Joaquin. That name is just so, I love it. It's powerful.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I
thank
like
you,
that
Mama.
Name.
Okay, Joaquin, go ahead.
All right. There was a green garden filled with all kinds of taboo. But what dazzled me is that they formed a pentagram. With salty rain coming down from the sky, I looked up to see Neptune in the sky where Prague used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Beautiful, Joaquin.
Thank you.
Beautiful Joaquin, make sure you call back in. I just want to say that name, Joaquin.
I appreciate that.
Let me get somebody straight in the chat room real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna go on to the next caller here. And we're gonna go on to the next caller. Calling in from area code 202, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, Miss Blue, this is Rising Sun Esther. How are you, ladies? How are you?
We are
hey,
wonderful.
Rising.
Rising, another one of those names that you just want to say, Rising Sun.
Oh, my. No, don't stroke my ego. Don't do that.
Rising Sun.
No, just joking.
Nah, this is a beautiful breath.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
My hawk aspect is green with envy. Nail the taboo shut if you fuck with me. Life is bittersweet and sometimes salty. Astro projector Neptune or to the center of Prague. Dazzled by verbal magic as I sit at the center of a pentagram and talk to the gods.
Wow.
Go ahead, Rising. That was
Rising high. Sun. Rising Sun, y'all. Better recognize. Rising.
Thank you. Bless up.
Oh,
oh, yes. Beautiful and powerful. Thank you for sharing that. That was really, really lovely. Like that.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I love that.
Excellent. Yeah, that was a really good exercise. I guess now, because if anybody else wants to call in, 646-652-2711, and you want to share, let me preference the share. You want to share in the exercise about activating your magical gateways, and we're doing this through words. And really just through the power of really that communicating and really working with words. So if you want to share, definitely go ahead and call in and press 1 and let us know that you're on the line and that you want to share. We're going to go to the next caller. I don't think that we got this caller. We might have. 206, you're live in the remix.
Yes, it's Abdul Gilbert calling from Seattle.
Okay, greetings to you. The brothers are standing up tonight.
Yes,
are you?
We're from Philly, got to represent.
Okay. Well, we're ready to hear what you have to share.
Okay, cool. All right. My mind's out of space, so I landed on Neptune. Kept the energy on green, so now I explode. Boom. Waking people up from their mental taboo. God's mind's formed like a pentagram in Miss Blue's room. Salty pores as I work out to keep the crowd dazzled. Take a trip to Prague just to skedaddle.
Oh, wow.
That was dope. I like that.
I like that, Abdullah. I'm not gonna say things about your name. I'm sure you've heard them.
Yes.
But it's another one of the things.
I've heard everything.
That's it. Abdul, you know, it's one of them names. I'm just saying, sister, got to experience some of these.
I just speak with Malik. Malik's my middle name, so everybody calls me
Malik.
Oh,
wow.
I love Malik. I said one of my babies was going to be Malik. I love that name. So, but I'm not going to get there. I'm just saying, sisters, these names, these tones, these vibrations.
Appreciate y'all, too. Thank you, Blue. I spoke to you last week, but thanks for even having this forum. I really appreciate it. Everybody's minds coming together. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us as well, too.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. Yeah. And Global, I don't know what you on Global, but you need to get real global with me because I'm, you know, you're calling my attention out and not in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go to the next caller calling out from area code 216. Yeah, jokey, jokey. And in a minute, I'm going to be funny, funny. Area code 216. You're live in the mix. Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Carla from Cleveland.
Okay, what's your name?
Carla from Cleveland.
Oh, you said Carla. My apologies, Carla. Well, greetings to you, Carla. You ready to share with us?
Yeah, but, you know, I wasn't quite like where everybody else was. I don't know why, but...
No. Never worry about that.
Only thing I was able to do was to put things into sentence. That was it.
Okay. And that's what you were supposed to do.
Yes.
There is no...
Okay, you ready?
Yes, okay. We're ready.
Okay, only thing I got was the man in the taboo is wearing red. The green Tyra, a mother and daughter, ran from the law to Prague. The chicken wings are too salty. I want to be dazzled with jewels. The man did a reading with the pentagram. I astral traveled to Neptune. That's the only thing I was able to do.
No, don't say the only thing. That is amazing. That's wonderful. Why are we here? See, let me just say this right here. Words are very powerful, and I really believe that. And this is really what sort of kind of sparked us to really get into this, to talk about this, because communication is very key. One thing that's true about words, you can never take them back. Once you release that energy, that vibration out into the universe, it stays there forever. It does. And so whenever
I did
we
it right.
Speak, yes. Yeah, this is what we're telling you.
Yes, Carla, you did an excellent. The fact that you were even able to conceptualize it and put it into sentences, yes. You did absolutely right.
Well, yay mm-hmm. for me.
Yeah. Now, Carla, I just need you to just go ahead and just really go ahead and kind of dot the I and cross the T on this. Think about this way, and I think this is a good point for this to come up because this is what this whole show is about. It's about communication, and it's about words, and it's about how tones and vibration carry energy throughout our body. And so when you were first coming on and you said, oh, I don't know if I did it right, and this is just all I came up with, you have to admit that when you said, yay for Carla, that was a different vibration that was sent through your body.
Yeah, I mean, I usually don't get things right.
Well, see, this is what I want you to do. Change your language. And see, often what happens is, you know, we learn this, and for those who have gone through the school of Christianity, understand that the power of death and life is in the tongue. And we find this throughout many of the spiritual systems throughout history, that when you begin to speak, you often also see this on the ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs. And when they show that vibration of the words coming out of the mouth, you understand? Because that is really the point of the opening of the way. That is a part of activating those gateways. So when you have vibrations, those vibrations that come, whether you're speaking them to yourself or you're speaking them to others, This is carrying certain vibrations within your body, within your tempo. And this is also how certain diseases get activated. Not always that. This is even how we set up different things within our aura when we start to talk about certain things happening in our lives. This vibration actually comes out through our body. It gets into our etheric body, which is your aura. And if you've ever stand at a pond or a lake and you threw a pebble in it and it made those ripple effects, well, that's how it goes out into the universe. It goes out. But it's not just going out there, Carla, and just looking for nothing. What it's doing, it's trying to match that vibration. It's going, okay, where is I'm not good enough? And I'm just going to kind of exacerbate this point so you can get what I'm saying. It's saying, okay, where am I not good enough? And it's looking, and all of a sudden, there is this brother driving down the street, and it says, oh, there it is, there it is. And that brother shows up in your life, and he says, hey, how you doing, Carla, my name? I won't say none of the brother's names tonight, but I am so tempted. But anyway, he introduces himself, you meet him, and you think, wow, my life has changed. And I finally met this wonderful, incredible, amazing brother that really is going to get to know me for who I am. And he's so incredible, and he listens, and we just get along so well. And less than a week, if you're lucky, less than 2 weeks, if you're not so lucky, and maybe if it just you stay in this illusion, maybe about a month, you find out that all of this was a facade. And you say to yourself, how could I be tricked? How can that have tricked me? How did this happen? How did I end up like this? I know who I am. You know, why would this happen to me? Why would he do this to me? And then you begin to think about that conversation, that vibration, not that you're telling him, but that's coming out, that you're constantly saying to yourself, oh, I know I'm not good enough from him, and oh, I got to do this, I got to do anything he wants me to do because I got to show myself being worthy. That vibration matches that frequency, and I'm not just picking on the brothers because it actually goes reverse. Same thing for the brothers. You know, you think you got this amazing sister, and then all of a sudden you find out that what you thought was so damn amazing is actually some old BS, you know, covered up by a whole lot of Victoria's Secrets and a whole lot of our ancestors' hair and lots of colors and a whole lot of junk that you can find anywhere. It's not at all what you think it is. And so this is why I say our words, that vibration, is so important, that conversation that we have with ourselves, that we have about ourselves. This is really the power of what I call in the Know Your Magic audio workbook, magical statements. This is why this is so important. It is so important. This is why it's important. So even these little words, and even though they're harmless, in most cases we're saying it, but we also say to ourselves, we don't believe that. So if I were to really just take you out of this setting, Carla, you don't believe you can't get nothing right. You don't really believe that. But here's the point. On a subconscious level, you do. So you have to go in and re-shift that. You have to change that energy and get rid of it.
Okay.
Get rid of it. Change that conversation. And also, never let no one else speak that to you because it can impact you. If your mama told you all your life you wasn't going to be shit, that's the truth. That is going to be true for you. If you do not change that frequency in that vibration, you are going to manifest what someone else is saying to you. So it's important when you begin to hear these things that you check them. Ain't that right, Global? You stop them in their tracks and you let them know that that's not so for you. You understand? That is not so for you. That's not so for you at all. You don't allow somebody else to speak that into your existence and into your future, because people will do it. People will curse you with their mouths every single day because of their pain, because of the words that they cannot speak to themselves, because they cannot find the strength to do absolutely nothing for themselves. They want to go out here and they want to just open their mouth and they want to speak nothing but doom and gloom into your life. So I say that, especially when it comes to spiritual work, because this is important. This is something that we really hold close to our hearts here. And a lot of times when we're seeking help, or when we're with someone we care, we think that loves us and that cares for us and that really want to do something for us, we really kind of lend a listening ear, much like you guys are lending a listening ear to me, and you do to many others, and others have done for you. So I take that very serious. And sometimes, you know, this...
Hello?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Hello?
I'm still here. I think Ms. Blue might have gotten cut off. She will be back, Carla.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay. Woo, I appreciate everything.
Too strong on the line right there. Yes, yes, yes. We are still here. We are still here. Right, she said it's up to time. They are so funny. We're going to hold on and wait for Ms. Blue. I'm not going to go on to no other assignment or anything.
Okay.
What's going on with you, Carla? You got anything?
Okay.
Hair,
okay. Hair. I'm back. I'm sorry, you guys. You know how sometimes that energy gets the warping, right?
Well.
And I apologize. So I am back. I apologize for that. The call dropped. And thank you, Esther, because I know you filled in for me. And thank you, Carla, for listening. Because I definitely know that this message first can get documented for myself, and then also documented for others as well too, that may be in a situation. You know, because many times I'm dealing with situations where somebody else is using words to manipulate someone else into a particular position, or to make them make a particular move, or to do something. And so know that if a person is speaking those words to you and it doesn't feel right, I don't care who it is, and that even goes for me, you understand? I tell people this too. Take what is for you. The rest, you toss it out, because people can put that energy on you. That's real, you see. But what's important and what is powerful is the words that you speak to yourself. That's where it hits at the core, the words that you speak to yourself. So I'm very, very careful about the words that I say to myself. Communication goes so many different levels. It's not about just opening up your mouth and being able to talk. I think most of us can do that, and we got that down pretty well. But I'm talking about that communication that you got going on in your head.
Yeah, I do have a lot of chatter in my head. I do get a lot of, I'm having a problem with a lot of psychic attacks. That's what I'm trying to say, if I'm putting it out right.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, you do. And Carla, you know, we sort of have a history, because we've talked for a minute now on the remix. You know, we've talked here for a minute. And so that's another reason that I definitely want to say strongly to you, change that language. And we're going to talk about some of the things that you can do to begin to put those things down, to change that language. It takes work. It does take work, because a lot of us have grown up listening to, for as sad as it may say, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, people who are supposed to love us, talking nothing but hate, pain, and sorrow, and speaking that into our ears before we were born. Before we, did y'all hear me? Before you were born, this was spoken. So I take Know Your Magic very seriously. And these are things that I don't tell you what I think. I don't tell you what I've seen. I'm going to tell you what I know works. And you can begin to incorporate these things with you as well and begin to work with them. But they can change. You can change your path. You can change your present situation. And you can change your foreseen future. It can be changed.
Okay.
And it's not by doing what some would say hocus pocus. It's about doing real magic, real work. You can do
it. I definitely need to. I just don't know where to really begin with it.
Well, I will tell you what I told you, I believe, last year, if not the year before. One of the first things that you can do is acknowledge that you're going to do it. That's the first thing. The first thing is to acknowledge and accept the fact that, yes, I want to change. I will change. I'm going to change. And then begin to walk on that path right now. See how instantly you turned around and you said, yay for Carla, I did it. You see what I mean? It sounds kind of goofy. It sounds a little crazy, but that's the magic. You did it. So the next time when we do an exercise and you begin to call in, the first thing that you'll say, instead of I never get nothing right, this isn't right, and blah, 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 is that I did this. It's right. You understand? Regardless if no one else can tell you it's right. You got to know what's right. And it's about getting in touch and recognizing and understanding who you are, you see. Because there's so many people out here that's going to want to tell you who Carla is. Who is Carla? They're going to try to define you. They're going to try to define you by a name. They're going to try to define your ass by a color. They're going to try to define you by the work you do. They're going to try to define your ass by the people you hang out with. They're going to try to define you by where you live. They're going to try to define you by the color of your hair. They're going to try to define you by anything that they can. And here's something that I want to tell you. You are all of that. Every single one of it. All of that is you. Here's the challenge that I put forth to every single person out there. We, and I said this earlier, but I didn't go into it. Funny, somebody mentioned ego in the chat room. And I want to talk about that for a little bit. And here's one of the things that I will go on record saying. I don't particularly like that terminology, ego. Why don't I like the terminology ego? Because you need a damn ego to live. Nobody would be here, and this is something that not I came up with, and I'm not the first person to say it. Panic has said it a million times. Bobby has talked about it, and many, many other teachers. You need ego to live. So that old theory of some psychologists that didn't even know if they had a penis or a vagina, I'm not going with that. I studied that on a higher academia level. You understand? So I'm not going with that. Here's a skinny on that, okay? Study that if you want to understand history. But I'm going to tell you about really working with this thing. You have many different archetypes that live within you. I'm not going to tell you at this particular time, but eventually I'll tell you some of the things that I came up with. You have many different templates, and what needs to happen is that you need to shift into a different template. You need to get a whole new vibe about who you are, what you say you are, and what you think you are. Get into your new template energy. If you don't like that template energy you have, then you have other templates inside of you. What has happened is for most of us, we get stuck into one particular template. And it's not about doing some of the artificial things of changing your name. That's first grade. That's some damn first grade stuff. You can change your name 100 damn times over. That's really, really first grade. I'm sorry. I don't mean to step on anybody's toes, but that's first grade. It's first grade if you do not have the support system, the understanding, the work, and also everything else to go with it. It's no different than when you get up in the morning, I say, today I'm going to put on some pink panties, and on Friday I'm going to wear some orange panties. That's what that is. You can't treat it that way. Your name, Carla, carries many different vibrations. It actually carries a total of about 14 different vibrations. You're stuck into one phase of that vibration. So it's time for you to begin to explore the other vibrations of Carla. Who else is Carla? Carla is the person that always gets everything right. Somebody else may say, but isn't that just sort of going to put you in a place where your ego is? Well, the only person that you're supposed to be playing with your ego with is your damn self. Don't play with your ego with me. For what? I don't care about your ego. That belongs to you. That doesn't belong to me. So this is where you get where people will call you out and say, that's your ego. Because you're not supposed to play with that with other people. That is what you're supposed to play with yourself with. That's how you get to know who you are.
Wow. I don't know where to begin, but
But Carla, you do know where to begin. So again, I'm going to check you real quick on that. Yes, you do know where to begin because you've already begun. So take it. Take it and keep moving forward. And anytime something comes up, because we're going to talk about this, we're going to get to it. Me and Esther laugh about this every time because when we get ready to do one of these shows, we never get to the end. But we're going to try to get to that list because I want you to begin to write those affirmations. You can always get a reading by me. And it doesn't have to necessarily be by me, but somebody that you trust and somebody that can really kind of give these things to you. Go back and listen to the archive shows. You can also get ready to get the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It's an opportunity for you to go through every single one of those steps and really go through all of the things to learn how to tap into, to really go back in and do some re-scripting. Go back in and go through those things. You can change the past. So if in the past, if you always messed up on everything you did, if you never got nothing right, if nothing goes correctly in your life, you can go back and change all of that. It can be changed. Trust me, it can be changed. Many here will bear witness that they have went back and changed their past. You can change it. If your mama used to beat you all the time, you can change that. You can change your past. And what that's going to do, it's going to cause an activation within you. That activation is going to change sort of what is your recall memory. So all of these push thoughts that make you feel that Carla cannot get a grasp and Carla cannot do these things right, you won't have those memories to hold on to. And that's real talk. That's real talk. It's not about some positive self-esteem issue. We're going a little bit deeper than that here because there are some issues. We talked about this even during the show that I did, Sisters of Transformation.
True.
And even things of a past life, all of these things. So quieting the chatter is not always the answer. And let me tell you why, because some of that damn chatter you need to deal with. You need to deal with, you don't need to push it down because the fact is you're still hearing it. It's telling you things. So you need to face it. It's about standing there and facing the chatter sometimes.
What I want to know, I hope it's not getting off the subject, but I keep having problems with the past life is now trying to come to this life, if that makes any sense.
Well, in a sense, remnants of your past life is can, I won't say always, it can actually come into this particular life. And so, you know, I can invite you to definitely contact me for an Akashic Record reading, you know, to do. I'll give you some insights on some things that you can do right now. If that past life is coming into this life, what happens is, this is what I believe, so we can talk about this, is I believe that there's many different schools that we come back to this planet to learn. I don't believe in the fact that your life has been prescripted for you and that everything is prescripted and everything is predetermined and it's sort of this cookie-cutter thing. It's not that. You have free will. And so there's thousands upon thousands of different outcomes and different scenarios that can actually happen. But what sometimes happens with past life, and this also came up with the caller who called in earlier to talk about her past life reading, her Akashic Record reading, which was actually her in a past life reading that happened, is that it freed her from some things that kept showing its remnants. But when we don't learn our life lesson, you will see patterns repeat themselves over and over and over. The only thing that's going to change may be the people, it may be the location, and it may be the place. So sometimes a person creates a situation and they think the answer is for them to move. Let me move to another state. They go to another state, that situation sets itself up, they move to another place. Same situation, because guess what's not changing in the scenario? They are not changing. So it doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter what you do. It is there. So this is why I say sometimes quieting the chatter in the mind is not always the goal. The goal is to listen. It's to be in the position of trying to truly listen and really, really being present. Because when you're present in the now, when you're present and you can recognize that this is happening for me at this particular moment. Now, let me think in my life when I can remember this has happened to me before. This is where you have an opportunity to activate your free will. Now, because of that cycle that sometimes, I don't really call it a cycle, Sister Manya teases me, but my word for that is called the circle jerk. And what happens is you find yourself in the circle jerk. You panic because the situation seems so familiar to you. You done it so many different times, and you don't know what to do, that you end up doing what you know. You end up doing exactly what you know. So a lot of times when it comes to dealing with relationships, and I'm not saying this is your issue. I'm just going to pull one out. And this is for brothers and sisters. And they say to me, oh, you know, I don't know why this keeps happening in relationships. I said, here's what I want you to do. And this is a real story. I told this to a sister. Here's what I want you to do. I said, next time that you meet a man that reminds you of your ex, your very ex that devastated you in your life, you know what I want you to do? I want you to run as fast as your ass can in the other damn direction. Run. Get away. Because that is you going in the damn circle jerk. That's what you're doing. You're back in the damn circle jerk. So if you find that sometimes people say, oh, I really like kind of tall men, and I like for them to kind of be, you know, kind of really, really light-skinned and curly hair, and I really, really, well, the next time you see that, run your ass, go find you the blackest man on the planet, and that's who you go get with. You find something different. Now, again, I'm kind of playing with words here, but I think you guys get the point, and this is for brothers and for sisters, too. Same thing. That's exactly what you need to do. You got to do something different. I can't remember the show it was, but Brother Panic did that show, and he said, if you're getting up at 7 o'clock every day, start getting your ass up at 8. Do something different.
Yep.
sometimes, this is not always the case, but sometimes, we can be so disconnected from who we truly are in our authentic blueprint because we're so busy trying to take on some damn title. And that is even for us in the spiritual community. Everybody want to be a damn master. Everybody want to be a damn teacher. Everybody want to be everything except for who the hell they are, which is much, much greater than any of those damn titles. That we cannot find ourselves back to who we truly are. And so sometimes you have to look at things outside of yourself to find your way back to who you are. So what does that mean? It's about finding out what things are important to you, finding out those things that are authentic to you. Like for me, I love Godiva ice cream. That's authentic to me. So it doesn't matter that, oh, people can say, well, you know, you shouldn't be eating that, and it's so not healthy for you. I understand that. I'm a holistic practitioner. I understand that. But when I need to center my ass, when I need to find out who the hell Blue really is, then I go back to something that is authentic to me. You understand? That is true, yeah, to the spirit and the essence of who I am. If that's playing with my daughter, if that's acting silly and going outside, if that's just me on the phone with some of my friends laughing and joking, and even if that's sometimes coming in the remix and really just getting down like this, then that's what I do. Nobody comes back here to be so damn spiritual that they can't be here. And sometimes that quest, that very essence of that quest of trying to find the light, you understand? Trying to find light can lead your ass right back into darkness.
Well, I'm still baffled, but I get it.
Well, hopefully baffled in a good way.
Well, I got some things to think about, and I will go over in the archive. I will go in the archives to go over and listen again to what you said to me, so I can get a full understanding.
And I think definitely, and think is my word, I know you get it. You understand? It's about you starting with just the words you speak out of your mouth, starting with that. If you never go back and listen to the archives, if you never contact me, if you never do any of that, start with you. If you don't take anything else from this conversation, take that. Take that.
Okay.
I didn't want to hold up anybody. Oh, you not holding up nobody. Trust and believe you not holding up nobody.
Well, you know, people got, you know, their phone bill. You know, people have their phone bills. And
Yeah. We're not worried about that. Trust me. We're not worried about that.
Okay, well. What else I wanted to know, but with that, I just thought that I was, when I was hearing everybody else the way they was putting it, I was getting ready to change it, and I said, you know what, I said I'm not, I said I'm going to just go ahead on and stick with it, what I wrote down on this paper.
And that is excellent. That's excellent. That's what you should do. You know, that's what you should do. Do you? And I guess if I can put that in short, that was an excellent thing that you did. You did what Carla wanted to do. So own that. With that comes responsibility. We know that. Trust me, Miss Blue can tell you, with that comes some damn tough responsibility. But the freedom of it, you understand? The light of it and staying authentic in it is where the magic is. You did Carla, and that is something to be celebrated.
Thank you so much. I'm going to try to work, well, not try, but I am going to work on what I need to work on and to help myself. But when I get a hold of some money, hopefully I will get a reading from you.
No, 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 no. This isn't about you getting a reading, because you got a reading here tonight. Trust and believe that. This isn't about you getting a reading. This is about Carla recognizing that Carla can use her free will and make a decision and stand on your square with it. That's what this is about. This is about you standing on your square. You made a decision, and that's what you did. So a reading? Oh, you got a reading tonight.
Thank
Trust
you.
And believe. You did. You did. And so blessings to you. Definitely, you know how to reach me. You've known that for some time. So, you know, that may not be what you needed. You understand? So take what you need and then begin to, you know, make some moves. Do some action. Do some work. Know your magic. You know, that's it.
Thank you so much.
Bye. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. All right.
Oh, wow.
You know,
okay.
You know what? It's the remix. I don't know what to say. It's the remix. I love you guys. Okay. Oh, wow.
Wow.
It was beautiful. I don't even know, where were we? Like, what are we doing?
We were going over the first exercise.
Where were we? Esther, I have you on the line. You're supposed to do a Jim Carrey. Somebody stop me. Sometimes, you guys.
Yes, we were going over the exercises. You know how it goes, Miss Blue. You know how it goes.
Thank you. I do. And I thank you guys for hanging on, too. But, you know, a lot of times, and this is really real talk, I'll tell you guys a little secret here if you may not know it. A lot of times when I'm speaking to me. It seems like it's for everybody else, but it's really for me. You understand? That's who I'm speaking for. So sometimes when I bump my head, I can go back and I can listen to me talking to myself. So that's for me. Whenever I give a reading to anybody, I'm giving a reading to me. Recognize the energy is real. And so that's one of the things that definitely keeps me very, very centered and grounded in this work. We can see the reflection, and it's everywhere. It's everywhere. If you can't see it everywhere, then I hate to tell you this, but somehow I believe you kind of missed the point. Okay. So activating your magical gateways.
Yes.
Okay, so there is some more callers on the line.
Okay.
I guess we can go to them. They've been patiently waiting.
Yes, I hope they remember what we were doing.
I hope they remember, too. There we go. So we're going to go to 340. You're live in Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Blue. You hear me?
Yes. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, my name is Trista. I'm calling from St. Thomas. I spoke to you before on the phone with Annie.
Say it again.
I'm calling from St. Thomas.
St. Thomas. Okay, greetings to you, St. Thomas.
Hi, how I'm sorry. I just woke up, but I dozed off with my son, and I woke up, and I said, oh, my God, the remix is on, and I popped in, and then this is when I heard you speaking to the last caller, and my intention was I wasn't going to ask a question, but what you said had totally, like, wow, wake-up call. And it was like you. I know you were saying you were speaking on yourself, but it was like you were speaking to me too. you know.
Oh. Well, that's the universal level of it. Beautiful. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And, you know, on the point of just being specific on the point when you were saying about the, you know, whether you change your environments here or there, because in my earlier young adult years, I'll be 40 in November, and in my early young adult years, I used to be where I used to move here, move there, move here, move there, in order to change my situation. And no matter where I moved, you know, because I'm originally from Cleveland, no matter if I moved from Cleveland to Georgia, from Georgia to,
right,
you know, the Virgin Islands, the situation didn't change. And so I eventually had to, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm still working right now at this moment now.
Well, you are not alone. I think I definitely consider myself a work in progress.
You know,
yeah.
But I'm glad that, you know, I found, but now what makes it different now is that I stopped to recognize and stop, you know, it's like, okay, you got to stop this being, and I know, because all the remakes may sound weird, but I got to stop this being afraid of the dark, afraid of being home, being alone. And,
right,
and sometimes I used to try to fool myself and say, no, you know. But then when I'm presented with the situation, that fear crops up, and it's like, look, I got to stand firm. And I hate this way to say the word trying, but I'm doing.
Yes.
You know, just not be afraid and, you know, and change the programming. And like you said, once you recognize that, you know, these habits, you know, like the sister said, she made a very good point before she got the phone. And tell her sister she wasn't wasting her time with the call, because I learned a lot off of her question. That, you know, that when you hear something, when you change, it may taste bitter in the mind right now, and it tastes bitter in the stomach, but that's a sign to let you know that change has come. That change has come. The change is here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she didn't waste no time. I mean, even though I got in kind of late on the call, and I'm going to have to pick it up on the archive tomorrow. But, I got to get my Akashic reading too.
Well, beautiful. Well, beautiful. And definitely thank you for calling in and sort of kind of, you know, giving that confirmation to everyone that's listening as well, too, because it really is about that. It is about, you know, recognizing it. And sometimes by hearing other stories, and that's a big part of what we study. We study the myths. You know, and myth not as in it's a lie or it's untrue, but by studying the stories, it's how we learn. So whether those stories come from past, present, or even as some of the brothers and sisters we know right or into the future,
right,
we still can learn from them. There is a universal level where we can begin to learn from them. And so thank you so much for that. Did you have
no,
a question?
You know, I didn't mean, because I know you like to have questions, and I had, you know, but I just had to say that, and I'm going to give them, like, I don't want to hold anybody up.
No. See, there you go. You're not holding nobody up, so we all good. We're all good. That hold up went out the window. I don't even know when that happened. That hold up Ben left.
But I did have to say, you know, when I called that last time, when that part two, when the recent call with Panic on the phone, I did have to say that what you guys did, it did help. And boy, oh boy, just like you said, when you talk to that pioneer, I had a talk with my womb and I had a talk with my breast, and boy, talk about rich meat that came out the next day.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly. Wow. And, And that's an exercise also that I do in the holistic reading, and particularly when it comes to those things of sisters. And also, if you have any of Queen Nafua books, she's talked about this for many, many years, but you can actually speak to your organs, speak to the parts of your body, and really talk to them, and I do that. They really hold energy, they hold frequency, and they also hold our emotions. And so a lot of that is definitely within there, within those area. So you are supposed to be speaking to those things within our bodies, speaking to our different organs in our bodies, and even just our nervous system and different things within us, to begin to talk to them, really to bring them, you know, to bring them to life as well. So yeah, very powerful. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for calling in from the Virgin Islands.
Okay.
One of my favorite places. And peace and love to you. Yes, yes.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. It looks like 205, or did I just...
Yeah, that's me. How you feeling, Ms. Blue?
205?
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Blue?
Greetings.
Hello.
How are you? Who's on the line, please?
This is Aftershock Man.
This is who?
I go by the name Aftershock Man.
Aftershock Man?
Yeah. But it's the...
Okay. You're getting a little bit of an echo, so I'm not sure if you have us on speakerphone or if you have a Bluetooth in. Or something of that.
Yeah, I'm kind of driving a little bit. Hopefully, is that a little better?
It's a little better. It's a little better. We'll go with it, yes.
Okay, I really don't have a question per se, but I've been kind of dealing with a lot of different energies from people. I mean, I've been really able to kind of see who is for me and who is against me, you know, who means me good, who means me harm. But not necessarily mean me harm, but just really just trying to be selfish with whatever I got going on, you know, for themselves. But I'm just interested in just whatever your spirit feels like I need to hear right now.
Okay. Well, I can definitely tell you this. Aftershock Man, one of the things that I do that we actually didn't get to that's on my list, one of them is a part of the psychic defragging. Because I'm constantly working with so many different energies and have so many different energies around me, I do try to make it a point to do certain things to really clear that energy. Without them out of my system, away from my aura, and really just to kind of remove that. I'll tell you something that's really quick that you can actually do, and that's actually taking a shower. When you're in the shower, one of the things you can do, of course, you're going to start out with hot water. Start out with hot water, and then what you'll do is after you just visualize, you know, really kind of soaping, getting yourself all washed up, soaped up, nice and lathered up, I guess is the point. And you're rinsing yourself off. After you've rinsed yourself off, then you're going to go in a clockwise motion and turn the water from hot to cold and go to cold. And then turn around three times to the right, three times to the left, and really just work your aura all the way around, going from hot to cold, taking the temperature from hot to cold. What that's going to do, especially when it deals with the etheric body, it's going to cleanse out anything that is not in your aura, anything that's close to you. You can kind of get it and remove it. That's one of the ways that you can actually do that. That will really help you, especially if you're dealing with a lot of different energies. It's going to keep you really in your own energy. So if you're out and about, and let's say you're going to a workplace, and maybe you're in the office, or maybe you're out and about and you're working with somebody, and you just kind of feel that there. Two things that you can do, and I always tell people that if you begin to do this, you know, you don't want to develop a phobia with it, but you can also make yourself a shield. You know, you can make yourself an invisible shield, and you can actually put those things in there. You can use the color of white light to cover yourself in, or you can also use pink light or whatever color light that spirit sort of kind of gives you. And you can build these different things within the shield. So, for instance, if you don't want somebody to come within a certain, you know, their energy to come within your aura, you can put one of those things into your shield as you begin to do it. And then go into a visualization exercise to really put that shield up around you, to really keep that energy at bay. And that also works as well, too. Are you there? I guess. Aftershock is gone. Maybe he got shocked.
Wow.
I think it's call drop. I think it's call drop.
Interesting name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting name, Aftershock.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things. So seriously, I know we didn't get a chance to get to that, but really when it came to defragging, these are some of the things that you can do to really kind of get yourself in the position to not pick up others' particular energy, especially those that are real sensitive to the energy on the planet. You do want to make sure that you're constantly cleansing your aura, cleansing those things around you, you know, taking, taking certain baths and doing certain things so that you can keep that energy out of your aura. Keep that energy out of your aura. We know energy is real and it can travel. It can. And you can actually feel your aura when someone stands into your space. You should be able to feel that. You should be able to feel when things are coming into your energy space. You should be able to feel that and recognize it. And it's not just in the physical. It actually can be, it really knows no time and space. It really does. And so, you know, put them shields up. So it is there. It is there. It is definitely, definitely there. So we're going to go to the phone lines again because we still have more callers. And let's see. We'll go to the caller calling in. It looks like from area code 33. Hold on a second. Calling in from area code 33. Let's see what the number was. Calling in from area code 337, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue and Esther. This is Kendra from Louisiana.
Hey, Kendra.
How y'all
Kendra.
Doing?
Kendra.
Good.
We are good. How are you, Kendra?
I'm fine, and y'all. Y'all ready for me to do my poem?
Yes, we are. There's Kendra to get us back on track. Go ahead, Kendra.
So, as I put this rude boy in a green taboo, I have no salty feelings. I'm quite dazzled. My mind is on going as I travel from Prague to Neptune. Oh, is that a pentagram?
Love it, Kendra. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kendra. Thank you. That was beautiful. That was beautiful, Kendra. Beautiful, beautiful, Kendra. Okay. So, you guys, we have 19 minutes left to go in the form. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Definitely you can get on the phone lines as well, too. If you have something you want to share, you can definitely call in and share that as well, too. We're going to try to get to some more things on our list. We're going to try. We're really, really going to try to get to some more of the things on the list as well, too. Also, I want to let you guys know, definitely, if you have not gotten your panic pack and any of those other magical tools from Brother Panic, you know how to reach out to him by emailing him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. You can definitely do that. And also, if you want to contact Brother Bobby Hemmett, you know how to do that. He's done some recent lectures, and if you don't have them, you can get a whole copy of that. You can definitely get that and go. Just go to Eric, call him. Call Brother Bobby. You can let him know you got the number from the remix at 678-358-1055 is the number to call for Brother Bobby as well. So I want to put that out there and put some more out there in just a moment. So those are definitely some you want to definitely get to and get in touch with as well. We're going to keep going. We're live here in the remix, 18 minutes left to go in the form, and we're going to go to the caller, I believe, calling in from area code, 206? Let's see, 206?
Oh, yeah, this is me, Abdul again.
Yes, Abdul.
Yes. Abdullah, yeah. No, let me go by Malik. Let's stick with Malik again. Let's stick with Malik. Abdullah, nah. But no, I was.
I like Abdullah too, Malik. Abdullah.
Yeah. It's all a connection to me. I understand that, you know. I don't want to change my name to El Bay, so I'm just going to stick with, you know, what I got.
Oh, my goodness, you guys.
Okay.
I was about to, though, but, you know, someone told me, you know what, just keep your name, dude. That's you. Just do your thing, how you do it. And it has a great meaning, too, so I'll stick with
it. Oh, yes. And, you know, really, sometimes we give names a hard way to go. But I see you, Esther and Rich. But sometimes we give names a hard way to go, but the truth of the matter is a lot of times those names come about for many different reasons, past, present, and future. And I know a lot, you know, we talk about this a lot, and Brother Panic talks about this a lot, but I'll say here that I know a lot of brothers and sisters who are very, very, they take their names very, very serious. And they're doing very serious work with it. So, you know, just to kind of put that disclaimer out there, especially some comedic brothers and sisters that really take it serious. And it's not a joke to them. It's not a game. They're very serious.
Like, you know, I don't take my name, you know, lightly either, you know. But when you come into that consciousness, you know, you start thinking about things like your name. You know what I mean? You start looking at history.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think about the Arabic history and things like that, things that I'm starting to learn. So now I look at my name, I'm like, man, am I connected to those things? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can't just put your music.
I'll definitely say on some levels, you don't end up calling yourself those names on accident. You know, for what it's worth, you know what I mean? For what it's worth, you know, a lot of times we have to sort of kind of get that conversation as Brother Panic brings it, so it can help you to really see things from a really clear perspective, because sometimes it is easy to get caught up in the fantastic. You know, and you do just want to get caught up in the fantastic of, you know, why am I calling myself this? Why do I feel comfortable under this particular title? And sometimes, you know, I can look at people's email addresses and they'll be telling me, oh, you know, I got this going on in my life and this is going on. I said, well, hell, your email address is, you know, doomed to hell. I mean, you're confirming what you want in your life every single time you send an email.
Wow.
You're confirmed doomed to hell, and you're telling me that you got problems? Of course you do.
Yeah. So can I ask you real quick? I don't want to take up too much time myself, but what's up with all the synchronicity? Like, every time, you know, something, like, just for example, like you said something, like I've said the same thing. And it's not just you. Like, I've just been in synchronicity with a lot of things, like movies. Like, I see a movie and then for some odd reason, I would see your program on YouTube, and then it'd be like Bobby Hemmings talking about that movie. It's just crazy, and it's happening like every day.
Yes, Rich, it's like playing football. I'm running down. I got the ball. I'm winning, and I'm running down the clock. No, I'm teasing. But no,
that's why I want to hurry up so I can get on the field and get off the field.
Oh my God!
You know.
Wait a minute.
wait a minute. But no, I just, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I am paying 100% attention to you. I am, Malik. I'm listening.
No, I know.
No,
I got you.
So, but no, the synchronicity is what you're looking for. But it's to go one step further. One, the synchronicity is just confirmation that you're on a vibration. You know,
right.
There's a level. Yes, we're all at many different levels, but there is a vibration that we come together as a collective, if that be the word, or we come together on a universal sort of kind of plane. It's kind of like neutral ground. You know how sometimes when wars are going on through history, they have like a turf that's neutral, and if you get in that space, everything is cool, you know.
Yep.
You know, you can't punch me in the eye and I can't kick you in the knee. You know, it's neutral ground. So what happens with synchronicity a lot of times is you find that vibration where we're coming together sort of on that synchronicity, on that vibration, or at that particular level. And so you're finding that vibration and you're there. But with the synchronicity, here's what I tell you, and I make jokes about this, so please don't send me an email about it. I love you guys. You know that. But sometimes people will say, well, what's up? Every time I look at the clock, it says 111, 111, 111. It's 111, 111. You know.
I'm sorry, it's just hilarious, though.
You know, and I say, well, surely that's not all you're supposed to get out of it. You know, some people will say, oh, my God,
like,
I've seen
Emily says she's seen 11 a lot. I've seen 11 a lot, too. So, yeah, but it's like,
okay,
what are you doing with that message?
But here, can I tell you something? It's 2011. You're going to see 11. You know what I mean? I mean, does it mean something spiritual? Of course. Look right now. It's like where I am, it's like 11 something.
It's not 48 where I'm at, but I guess that means something
too. So what I'm saying to you is this. Is that when that happens, that's really an opportunity. You can think of it this way. We were supposed to get into sort of kind of walking into the gateway and making a gateway list. And I'll bring this up now. We got 11 minutes and 11 seconds left in the show. So, ba-da, that's magic, right? So this reminds me, like I just looked up and I seen 11, 11, and we're talking about 11. So some people would stay there, stuck in that moment, be caught up in the woo-woo. But let's take it one step further. Right now, we have 11 weeks left in this year.
Yep.
11 weeks left. That's going to take us into the new year. So this is how you can begin. The number 11, when we begin to look at numerology, and one of the things that I learned really with numerology coming from a comedic standpoint, that our ancestors just didn't look at the vibration of the numbers. They also looked at the symbology, and I learned that actually through Siva Haru, and he's been on here quite a few times. But when you look at it, 11 is like a doorway. It's like a column. So what happens with this energy of 11, and we've talked about this before, you're either doing one or two things. You're either walking through that gateway or you're being divided. So anytime you see the number 11, this is an opportunity for you to reaffirm something, stand on your square. So if that number is 11, or if that number is 3, if it's 5, if it's 6,
well,
if it's 2,
blue.
If it's 1.
It's blue. Yeah. While we're still here, the number that I've been really seeing is 10, and that just so happens to be my birthday. I know I could just be, you know, tripping,
okay.
But just for
well,
example.
No. That's going to be definitely tied to you on a vibrational level. So when you see the number 10, start to look around and see what else is going on. Does it show up when you're trying to make a decision on something? Does it show up?
Can I give you a perfect example? Like, perfect example is that I was thinking, I wanted to see President Obama, and I wanted the Roots to open up for him, right? Last year, on my birthday, the Roots opened up for President Obama in Philly. I was like, this is amazing.
Well, it's about, listen to this, and I want you to get that. That's beautiful and that's magical. That's very beautiful and it's very magical. No. That's very beautiful and it's very magical. I would attest to that. But I want you to start looking at when you see that number 10.
this is the time that if there is some energy that you need to get out or send energy to something, when you see 10, you use that as a way to positively affirm something in your world, in your life. That's
right.
What you do with it. And also take note of what's going on when you see the 10. What was you thinking? Were you eating something? Did something particular happen that day? You know, follow through with the thoughts, because surely as intelligent and spiritual as we are not supposed to just recognize that we see the number 10. It is supposed
right.
to be more than that. So now this is your opportunity that you get to do to play with your magic. That's why I call it Know Your Magic. You get to play with it. So when you have the number 10 and you're thinking, should I stay in this line or should I take a left? The number 10, I think I'm going to take that left, you know, because you know that that's what's going to happen for you. So these are some of the things that you can begin to do when you see the number. And don't get fixated on the numbers. I know you're not, but I'm going to put this out here for everybody. If you get fixated on the numbers, then really what you're doing at that point? The whole universe is made up of ones and zeros. It's the binary code. It's the fractals. We've said this before. It is the language of the gods. So numbers are everywhere, and you can find them in anything. In fact, you can find whatever you're looking for in anything. You truly can. So find the magic in what you want the magic to be. So synchronicities, you're supposed to look for synchronicities. And then you're supposed to be able to take those synchronicities and really apply them to your mythology. Your mythology. See, it's real hard that I can take synchronicities and I could tell you how this lines up with ancient time, but at the end of the day, how is that helping me?
Right.
Now, if I just want to kind of flex my muscles and say how tight I am, then I can show you how I can take this and flip this back here and tie it into Kemet and then tie it into this person and tie it into that and tie it into that. At the end of the day, the only thing that you're doing is really playing with yourself. And it's good to play with yourself. Sometimes we need to. But you really want to be – I know, that didn't come out right. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean,
sometimes,
though. Because like you said earlier, it's about results. And that's
it's about results. I love the woo-woo, but I am about getting results. I'm about being authentic, and I'm about getting to your results. If you are constantly trying to follow somebody else's damn mythology, somebody else's damn blueprint, then you can never discover anything new. The only thing you're going to do is go back and repeat something that has already been done before. So we can say on one level, everything has been done before. Absolutely everything. So then the next question would be, well, then, Miss Blue, why try to do anything if everything has already been done before? Well, the reason that you do try to do something else different, and the only thing that you're going to be able to control, listen to me when I say that, control in this formula, into this chemical-based formula is yourself. If you stay true and authentic to you, that is going to be the only different compulation, the only different chemical in the formula. Once your ass becomes somebody else, you're just going to end up just like the old formula.
Gotcha.
You understand? And this isn't about me taking milk and eggs and butter and cheese and then telling you I put more cream in there and more flour, and so my cake is better than yours. No, that's the same damn cake. That's not different. So anyway, I just wanted to get that out.
But
did
cool,
that
no,
help?
I appreciate that. I think I got exactly what I was looking for. That's just crazy awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate
right,
it.
Right, right. Well, there
that's
you go.
All I was looking
you
for.
Know,
that's all it was. It's
that's
crazy.
It.
That's it.
All right,
you
guys. You're welcome. Much love to you, and thank you for calling in. We have Esther. Esther, you were supposed to stop me. We have 4 minutes. Left to go in the forum, you guys. We're going to go into overtime. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and press 1. Well, you don't have to press one, but get on the line if you want to hear the rest of the show. For everybody else, we love you guys. I can say that for everybody. And I love you, of course. Esther will tell you she loves you, too, I'm sure.
Maybe some of you. They are asking me to tell you to read your poem, Miss Blue, as if I can make you read your poem. They are so funny. Miss Blue will read her poem when she gets ready to read her poem. Goodness gracious.
No. Oh, my goodness. All I can say is why. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Lock it in. It has been there and been that way for many, 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 many eons. Let me give it to you. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So there you go. You guys can call in and you can listen to the rest of the show. Now listen, if you like the show, I want you to like it on Facebook. If you love it and leave me a comment. For those of you who have not signed up, I know my page is, we don't even want to talk about it. I'm going to do some funky funk sway on my Facebook page. But send me a note if you want to add me as a friend. And you can also, and Esther's on Facebook too. Don't let me leave her out. I'm sure she was hoping I did, but don't let me leave her out. Esther's on Facebook too. But definitely go to Facebook. You can also join up under the Remix group, and there's also the Remix family. I want you guys to get over there. Hey, check it out. It'd be some real exciting conversations going on over there in that Remix group. I don't even know. But anyway, go over there, sign up. If you like it, love it, love it. You know, leave a comment, leave some feedback. We'd love to hear what you guys think. We're going to be back Sunday night. I'll just savor the flavor about who's going to be on Sunday night. But we'll be back Sunday night and doing it all over again. If I have not accepted your friendship, leave me a note, okay? Leave me a note and let me know, Miss Blue, I'm sending you a note so that you can accept me on Facebook. Can you put mine up, Esther, please? You can accept me. And I'm Blue Raspberry with a B, Raspberry, Win on Facebook. Or you can go to the Remix group or the Remix family, either one of those pages. But like it, like it, like it, like it, like it. If you like it. If you love it, leave a comment. We'd love to hear that. So 59 seconds. I just want to say much love, peace and love, and much love, warm spirit, and love to each and every one of you. And you guys, just like Heavy D said, sing that song to yourself. Now that you found love, and I'm not talking about outside of yourself, the love that each and every one of us should have within ourselves, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? What are you doing with the love that you have for yourself? Y'all are silly. So for the rest of you, we're about to move into the after hours of the Remix. And it's about to get real magical and jumpy up in here. Trust and believe. Download, download, download. Esther, much love to you for sitting in, and I know you're still going to be here. She's always here. Peace and love, Sister Munya, too, out there as well. All right, we're in the after hours, so I don't know, you guys. I don't know. It's been a full moon, so who knows? Who knows? We're going to get to some of this other stuff because we still have like an hour left to go. So let's see where we left off. We're going to go to the caller. It looks like calling in from area code 832. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, who's on the
call? It's the good old Prophet Andre.
I knew it was
Prophet Andre.
What's up, this beautiful lady doing?
Oh, we are doing wonderful. How you doing? You know what I just thought about? And I don't know why I didn't think about this before. Do you guys remember the group Prophet Jones?
Yeah.
You don't remember Prophet Jones? What's that song they?
How long ago they came up?
Oh, he got jokes. Let's
no,
see.
I'm serious.
No,
it wasn't that long.
It was. No, It wasn't that long ago, but if anybody remembered the group Prophet Jones, let me know. Let me know if you remember Prophet Jones.
I think it's maybe like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, in there.
Not that long.
Yes, and the guy had the afro. That's it. He sure did.
Yes.
I'm going to have to go check him out. You know what I want to know from you, though, Miss Blue?
Yes.
I've been looking for it. What's the name? Excuse me. I love my old school, but I don't know who do the song. That song you were playing on your show, I think it's Light Up the Night.
I know what you're talking about. Don't even say it. You want me to tell you what the song is? Turn up the light here, baby.
No, not that one. Light up the fire. We just, I don't know how exactly go.
Oh, wait a minute. Light up the fire. When we
light up it will play like about 3 weeks ago, maybe.
3 weeks ago. And it was a light up song?
It was something like light up the darkness. Yeah, that one now.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. Hold on. Just a second. I think I knew. Wait a minute. Let's see.
When I heard it on your song, though, some spiritual stuff got to the wall. I'll tell you. It just opened. Yes.
Well. Y'all ain't ready. That's slipping in the darkness.
Yeah, slipping in the darkness. That's what
yeah,
was that?
Yeah, that slips. That is actually done. That one is done by War. And you can get it on YouTube. It's the extended version. Because this one, they are really slipping in the darkness.
Yes. Man, I've been, like, asking people, like, okay, who do this song? They like, I'm fool, we don't know what you're talking about. You talking... gibberish, you know.
Yeah, he said his mama told him he was slipping in the darkness. There you go. Yeah. Cisco Kid was a friend
Cisco
of mine.
Kid. Yeah. Oh, no. I heard you getting gangster tonight, Miss Blue.
You know.
You had to get a little gangster. Well, you wasn't getting gangster with Brain first eye, but you know, you were letting that New York come at you, huh?
Oh,
you gotta let it come out sometime. Now, you know, you can't be.
Well,
again,
I'll say this. I just think that we're in the remix.
Yeah.
I guess I say any more.
How did it go with the and I'm sorry I caught the show late. I've been tied up this and that all day. But how did it go with the opening up the portal? Did I miss a lot?
We apparently opened some portals.
Really?
Yeah, the portals are wide open now. They are.
So I can go through any one of them right now?
Oh, you sure can. Go right ahead.
You sure can. You can step right on in them portals. They open. They are
Listen
open.
Listen,
so. Yeah, so it's definitely, it's been a remix night. You know how we do. Usually whenever we try to get ready to go through, we didn't get through our little list here, but we were able to, we was able to kind of hit on some of those things, you know, some.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some of those things. So we are so glad you're hanging out with us. Stay close. Don't hang up. Stay right there. We're gonna get the other callers, and it's always good to hear from you. Make sure you tell your mama hello.
So, I do every time.
That's
y'all
got to go back and hear that.
Hey, I'm telling y'all, excuse me, sorry about that. I'm telling y'all, y'all remind me of both, y'all are like, you know, a duality or something. You know, you grow up one of moms you can't hide nothing from. I mean, nothing. Know what
nothing.
You going to do before you do it. I'm like, golly. Follow submission, young nigga. Follow submission.
Well, beautiful. It's always good to hear from you. And
No doubt.
All right, you guys. We're going to keep going here. We're into after hours doing, some magical junkie stuff. We'll get to it. 609, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 609, you might want to cut your computer speakers off. They're obviously typing. We're going to let them keep. Yeah, they're typing. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 30. Oh, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 302. You're live in Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue and Sister Esther. Delicious night, morning, eve, or in between to you. Yes.
Hey, butterfly.
How y'all marinating?
Just well.
Greetings, butterfly. Yes. How are you?
I am doing delicious, and I am not on Paul Masson tonight, Miss Blue and Sister Esther. I am on something, but I'm not on that.
Okay, well, good. Good, you know, tell Paul.
Yes.
Tell Paul, just hold tight.
Yes. I'm still wearing the cloak of shame from that evening, Sister Blue.
No shame here.
If it was recorded, I am. I'm going to wear it just for a little while, just for a few more days, and then I'm going to take it off. You know,
you're
going to be on the street and walk on by it. You know, just let me stew in it for a minute. As a reminder, you know, friends don't let friends, they say friends don't let friends drive drunk. But I want to testify tonight that friends don't let friends call in drunk either.
There you go.
That's all I'm saying.
Go.
I know it'll fall back on me. Blue, you didn't have to agree so fast, but I understand.
No. I agree with you because I am all for somebody stop me.
Yes. I concur.
Yes. So that's why I say that.
Yes. I have a poem.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's one love to Brother Panic. And he inspired me to write this that night when I was possessed by Brother Paul Masson. Okay?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So here it goes. I left the moon to visit Neptune for a bowl of green mac and cheese. Served on a beautiful pentagram plate, but it was salty like a taboo fate. Panic yelling in the background, "Yo, son, this mac and cheese is great." Now, I've heard of green eggs and ham, but green mac and cheese, goddamn. I'm dazzled, but I want to scram and leave on the next flight to Prague. That's it, babe.
How
and I love you, Panic.
Cute is that?
Wow.
Wow, it's right.
You like that? You like that?
Word. That
yes.
So, yes.
Only in the remix. Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
It's always an honor to have you call in. So cool.
It's always an honor to be here to listen to you guys, you ladies. So one love, and delicious yes. moments to you and yours.
Peace. All right. Peace and hair grease. Beautiful sister, beautiful sister. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 562. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay. All right. Well, we can't get 562. We'll go to 609. Let's see if 609 is ready. 609. Sounds
hey.
Like maybe some other things going on over there. For the rest of you over there,
No, they wasn't sweet.
Wasn't that you, Global? I mean, I'm just saying, I think that was you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what am I going to... what am I going to do with you guys? All right. Well, Global says they are into some things. And, hey, you know, you get to do it your way. I do want to make sure that you guys know. Also, I want to put this out there. Big shout out to Sister Rainwater. For those of you who have not got any of her magical tools, you definitely need to get on it, Sister Rainwater. You want to get some of her tools. She makes those amazing dream apps. And if you haven't connected with her on Facebook or her Etsy page, you should definitely do that. She's been working on a whole lot of magical things, jewelry, clothes, and, oh, gosh, all kinds of stuff. She got dream amps that is out of this world that has a lot of magical powers. I have my dream amp, and I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. So her Etsy page, ooh, that's a mouthful. Let's see, www.etsy.com/shop-IDYLLIC4U. If you have any questions, I don't mind, email me because it's a lot simpler, question4blue@gmail.com. And she's also on Facebook, too. So you definitely want to reach out to Sister Rainwater. And you do want to find out about all of those magical things that she does. She puts all of her energy and work into everything that she does. Very powerful and magical sister, beautiful sister that really has been doing her work for a very long time and very powerful work. So that is to say. So let's see. Let's see if we can get to... I guess something else on our list.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow, you guys. Let's see. Okay, so anyway, as we were talking, and I think we covered a lot of this as well, too, but some of the things, too, it is important in this time, you guys, to stay very much grounded. You know, grounded to this physical earth and to this reality. Not grounded to the earthly things in this reality, but keeping yourself grounded. Throughout our days, and I talked about this on one of the other shows, we're constantly wearing shoes and we're wearing rubber, and this really kind of blocks our connection of really energy being able to flow in and out of our body into the ground. So even, you know, whenever there's an electrical storm or if someone accidentally electrocutes themselves, what is the first thing that they tell you to do? Anybody?
The cat again.
There you go, Rising Sun. Ground yourself. And that is so true for us, especially especially us magical brothers and sisters that like to do it psycho, sexy, cool, because we have so much of that energy that is coming into our beings, coming into our bodies, coming and flowing through us, that we really have to have a way to really kind of neutralize some of this energy, if that be the word. I'm not going to say the technical term, but really to neutralize some of these electrons and different things that are flowing through our body constantly, particularly those of us that know that we're sensitive. And one of our elements that may be very, very close to us is the element of earth. And so that means that if you find that you're waking up in the morning and if it's raining outside, you can feel a certain energy, or if it's lightning outside, you can feel a certain energy. You know, once I had a sister that came to me in the reading, and she said she was on her way to work and they were cutting down a tree, and she just started crying, and she was, you know, feeling just sad, and she was just getting depressed. That's being way out of balance with your energy. I don't want to kind of make this seem like that's a good thing. No, that's not a good thing. That means that you have lost your center of your balance. And so if you have something that's happening to you adversely, that is not you tapping in per se. That is you really being off your square, if that makes sense. That is really being off your square. So what you want to do, and one of the best places and the best ways that you can actually ground yourself, is to get yourself connected to the physical planet Earth. And so I said this before, but I'm going to say this again. Take off your shoes, take off your socks, and I want you to go outside, spend some time in the sun, spend some time with your feet, the base of your feet, plant it on the grass, on the ground, placing it there. So even though we know for us, and our bodies are made up different for men, where our root chakra sits for men and where our root chakra sits for women, it's in a different place just based on our anatomy. But there are different portals to where this energy actually filters itself in through, and that's going to be through the base of your feet. This is where the energy comes in, and it really filters itself through the base of your feet. That's not where the root chakra is, but it will filter that energy in, and it actually comes up through the legs, and it moves in. So one of the things that you can do, you can get you a towel if you don't want to put your pretty little bottom on the ground or in the grass, or if you're scared of the grass. But you can get you a towel, and you're going to sit down, and you're going to take your feet, and you're going to kind of bend them upward, you know, kind of bend them in a knee position, with the base of your feet planted flat on the ground, on the grass, and you're going to keep it there. And it's best to do if you can do it about 10 or 15 minutes. And really just feel that energy there. Take a couple of deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, breathing, you know, just having that energy and seeing that energy flowing into the ground. One of the things that I like to do, I like to work from the base, from the top chakra and work down, instead of sometimes how we're always pulling from the earth and we're pulling energy out of the earth. Well, we need to also focus on how to pull energy down to the ground. Pull it down. So you're going to pull from your upper chakras. Really feel that energy coming in through the top, coming through your body, working its way all the way down, coming down to the base of the center. For us women, that's going to be sitting somewhere right at the core base of your spine, in between the position of where don't want to get that graphic, but, you know, where your yoni is, right up in that particular area. And for men, it's going to be that spot right by your testicles. So you're going to feel it there. Then you're going to see it traveling, sort of kind of making a fork and going down both your left and your right legs, coming over your knees and coming back down and going into the ground. And having that energy, really being able to feel that energy go through to the ground. There's really, really some scientific evidence about doing this and really getting yourself connected to the ground. And so this grounding process is very important to do. If you live in a place or you're in a space where it's too cold, depending on what hemisphere you're in, and you're not able to do this, one of the things that you can do is you can actually take you a bucket, fill it up with some potting soil, some soil, and you can stand inside of it. So if it's just way, way too cold, or, you know, you really can't do that, you can actually stand in there and really just allow your feet to touch the soil. It is something very, very, very magical about being able to get into the energy of the planet. And, of course, always doing things like touching our trees and really, you know, hugging our trees and touching plants. If you have a live plant that's in your house, you know, maybe take the plant out and repot it. You know, put it in a bigger pot. You know, expand that energy. Touch the dirt. Touch the soil. You know, these are all the things. If you want to know more about doing that, you can always go back and listen to Mr. Anderson of I Grow, You Grow. He's all about really getting yourself into that energy. You're going to feel the difference of it. Definitely, you will feel that 100%. It's important as we continue to move. Time is speeding up as fast as you can really think about it. And as we get ready to approach this particular gateway that we're coming in, it's important that you really get yourself in the position so that you can set sort of that foundation about things that are coming. So it's not so much about you predicting your future, you see, but it is about you setting an intention for that future. It is about you setting attention, you know, your intention about what you want to do. So I would strongly suggest that you begin to make yourself a list. And on that particular list, write down those things that you want to complete, those things that you want to finish, those things that you also want to just scratch the hell off your list of doing before the end of time, you know? Before the end of time of this year, before we move into that gateway of 2012. So you want to begin to do that. This isn't like a bucket list. I understand what a bucket list is, but I try to stay away from titles that other people have given it because that gives energy. And we know that inside a bucket, it doesn't go anywhere. We know that crabs go in a bucket. So that's why I like to stay away from those particular terminologies of things like a bucket list. No, what goes in a bucket can't come out. A bucket doesn't have a hold in it. And you want to put this somewhere so that this energy can begin to flow, that this energy is alive and this intention is well, and that's what you want to do. So if you really want to get into the grounding, one of the things that you can do is actually take your plant that you're going to replant, and you can actually write that list down and place a copy of that list inside the pot. And then as you begin to water and the plant begins to grow, so will those thoughts. That's a ritual that you can also do. But I really want you to make this a working list, to take this gateway list. And for those of you who actually did the Blue Blast call that I do as well, that was on the Blue Blast call, we actually did this, and we went through this for several different weeks, and we worked on different projects and different ideas as well. I'll have some other things that I'm going to be doing. I probably will announce it on Sunday show, but I'll have some other things that I'll be doing. But one of the things that's going to be really, really important is that you have this list somewhere that you can see it. This is not about sort of like a to-do list to check it off and say you're good if you finish this, but it's really about bringing this to your intention. So now what you do, once you make this gateway list, here's what we're going to do, and we have enough time to do this, so we're going to do this. I'm going to give you guys some colors. Woo! Almost forgot, Esther. I'm going to give you guys some colors, and once I give you the colors, I want you to pick these particular colors. Hold on. So I'm going to give you a list of colors. The color is going to be blue, red, green, yellow, purple, orange. What's another color? Okay, and then the other color is going to be, let's do gold. Thank you for that. Okay. So there are seven colors here, and this is just going to be a modified version. If you guys want to know more about these different things that I do, of course, the Know Your Magic audio workbook takes you through a pantheon of different exercises, and you can go to missblueblast.com to get that. Or if you've had a reading or a session by me, you can, when I do a Blue Blast call, these are some of the things we do there as well, a different. But this will be a modified version. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to give you a particular template energy for you to work with. So again, the colors are going to be blue, red, green, yellow, purple, orange, and gold. These are going to be your colors for you to work with. No extra colors. These are going to be the colors. There's seven colors, and these are the colors. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take some time because I'm actually going to give you a template energy that's going to be associated with this color. And I'm going to tell you how to use this template energy to begin to work with to help you accomplish and stay true to those intentions and really, really work into the energy in the space of where you need to be at this particular time. So, everybody ready? Let's go. So, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a moment, relax yourself if you can. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you're not driving and you're somewhere with people you trust, Gecko, close your eyes. And I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth and just relax. Just relax. And I want you to see what color pops up. I'll be saying the colors as you're breathing, taking nice, low breaths in and out your nose, in your nose and out through your mouth. And just really any part of your body that feels tense, that feels like it, there's some energy there, I want you to also focus that energy there so you can also just kind of work the kinks out, kind of like you do with pearls. When you get a strand of pearls, and ladies, I don't know if you know this, but I think this is a good place to throw that in. You just take your pearls and you run your fingers down your pearls, and this is how you straighten it out. It's also a way, and this was taught to me by my grandmother, how you can actually leave your DNA in the pearls. So when you pass them on from generation to generation, all of that energy, all of that positive light gets passed on to your daughter. This is even why most gifts that women give to other women in their families, they give them a string of pearls. And so this is what you do. The natural oils, the natural DNA essence from your fingers, as you're stringing them down into the deep, the strands of pearls, you're passing that on. So you'll find that pearls is also one of those necklaces. I don't care what kind of woman you are, what your background is, you can't stop touching them when they're on. Naturally, your fingers want to run down them. And this is you really attaching your DNA to those pearls. And so even when people have weddings and they get married in special occasions, what is the gift that they're lending them? They say, here, take my strand of pearls. And so this is what you need to do with your pearls. So I don't know where that came from, but it dropped in out the ether. I thought I'd share that. So so that's an excellent thing to do. But anyway, take a couple of deep breaths in and out of your nose and just kind of, there you go, chaos. Excellent. Pearls of wisdom. That's where it comes from, because a lot of wisdom. I know when I wear my mother's pearls or my grandmother's pearls or my great-grandmother pearls, oh, wow, you know, it's just off the chain. So that's where that comes from, pearls of wisdom. Excellent. Thank you for that. All right, so you're breathing in and out. You're releasing any kind of tension, anything that's in your body. And on the other hand, if something is feeling really good, I want you to charge that spot up. And then I want you to think about these colors as I say them to you, the blue, the red, the green, the yellow, the purple, the orange, and the gold. Think about those colors. And then if you're in the chat room or even if you're on the phone, I want you to take some time. If you're in the chat room, I want you to begin to write down what color came to you. What is the first color? Again, these colors are going to be connected with templates energy. So I want you to write down that particular color. Write down that color, and then in a minute, I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell you what template energy is associated with that particular color. I'm sorry. I'm laughing how somebody wrote purple. Just too funny. Okay. Almost done. Almost done, you guys. Almost done. Okay. All right. Really interesting. Okay. So here we go. We're going to go down the line, and I'm going to give you the particular color and tell you who is connected with a particular color. Okay. I feel a few of you just need a few more minutes, and so I'm going to give you a few more minutes, and then I'm going to tell you, and then I'll tell you how to begin to connect with this particular energy and how to work with this energy. So let's see here. Okay, so here we go. All right. So, for those of you who chose the color blue, the goddess energy or the template energy, which is a goddess energy that you're going to be working with, is actually the goddess Ixchel. Ixchel. She's a Mayan goddess, and she spells her name I-X-C-H-E-L, Ixchel. Yes. Okay, and for those of you who chose the color red, the goddess energy that you're going to be working with, the template energy, is going to be Artemis, the goddess Artemis. For those of you who chose the color green, the template energy is you're going to be working with is the goddess Vista, or Vesta, as the name is, V-E-S-T-A, the goddess Vesta. For those of you who chose the color yellow, the goddess energy that you're going to be working with is the goddess Kali. Kali. For those of you who chose the color purple, the goddess energy that you're going to be working with is the goddess Beset. For those of you who chose the color orange, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Esther. What? Oh, my goodness. Okay. For those of you who chose the color orange, the goddess energy that you're going to be working with is Sekhmet. Sekhmet. The goddess Sekhmet. For those of you who chose the color gold, the goddess energy that you're going to be working with is Neoptolemy. Neoptolemy. The goddess Neoptolemy. Okay, you want the spelling. N-E-M-E-T-O-N-A. Neoptolemy.
Miss Blue?
Yes?
I had you on mute, so sorry.
Oh, okay.
That was my issue. Come on, I didn't want to be laughing. You said purple was Vesta. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just make
yourself.
All right.
Okay, that's it. Yes. Mhm. It's spelled many different ways, but I'm sure you guys know the Kemetic goddess that is actually the ET just puts it in its feminine state. And sometimes you'll see the different writings of all of the goddess names in many different ways. You'll see that in many different ways. Now, orange is Sekhmet. Yes, orange is Sekhmet. You were talking about, what color were you talking about, Esther? Purple.
I was talking about purple, yes. I was asking for purple.
Yes, purple, yes. So that is the goddess. So, yes, so that has a lot of it. You'll see many different variations in the different names. And somebody wants Neotoma spelled again. It's going to be N, and I believe this is it, E-M-E-T-O-M-A. You may see a variation of Neotoma, but that's going to be it. There, that's Neotoma. Now, what you're going to do, know that these goddesses, these template energies, you chose them. I didn't choose them for you. You guys chose them. So I'm sure, even though you picked the color and that particular that particular color that you pick, I'm quite sure if we were to go by some traditional standards or whatever, you probably would not see these colors associated with these goddesses. But they are. They are connected, and more so, they're more connected with you. So these are going to be the template energies that you're going to work with over the course of the next 11 weeks to complete your gateway list. One of the first things to do is to set intentions. So first, make your list. Whatever it is that you want to begin to do, whatever that is, write it down. You know, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be woo-woo, and it doesn't have to be all this human stuff either. It can be a mixture of things that you want to complete, things that you need to do before this year is over. You know, before we move into new energy, because even though we recognize that when the new year is, there is a universal level that the planet has, you know, that the planet has. And that universal energy comes on January the 1st, when the universal calendar recognized that we're going into a different cycle on that particular level. And so not to be tied into that level, but also begin to roll with that energy. Because that energy is moving in that direction, you can actually, like the brother called in, get on that frequency and use that energy to your universal level advantage. So this is how you begin to do that. Make that list. Make those things you want to put on there. Somebody wrote in the chat room, Obsidian, and said, I want a good job. Put that on there, that you want a good job. But be specific. I cannot stress this enough. Do not open yourself up to anything. You understand? Because you need to make sure your intentions is exactly what it is. Say those intentions. Think about them, because you be careful. Monkey
be
paw.
Be careful what you wish for. Yes, all in my head.
Be careful what you wish for, because you
just might get it.
So
yes.
You need to be careful about doing that. This is not about wishful thinking. You're going to have to do some real work and some real action. This is just not going to fall in your lap. You're not just going to say it and it's just going to happen. No, 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 no. You're going to have to do some real work with this. So what you want to do is really begin to study the template energy that's with you. And as much as I would like to say, I think it's, I don't want you guys to take this. And if you want to get the most out of this exercise, and Esther, you've been on the call, so you know how I am. I'm kind of a stickler for certain things, and it's a reason for that.
Yes.
This is not you take the goddess Eshell and turn her into something else, because that suits you better. I mean, you can do that. You understand? But sometimes you can learn something by working with something you may not be familiar with. And sometimes we have a tendency, it's called watering down. So therefore, yeah. I don't like the color blue. So I say that what colors come together to make blue. So I take that blue and I turn it into, and next thing you know, I'm ending up with pink. Oh yeah, that led me back to pink. No, it didn't lead you back to pink. You did something else. So that's a completely different formula than what you're doing. This energy shows up for a particular reason. So can we trace all of these goddesses back to our ancient Kemetic roots? Of course we can. But just like yourself, you may be a mother, you may be a wife, you may be a sister, you may be a daughter, you may be a friend, you may even be an enemy. And you recognize that if I walked up to you and I asked you a question, and I'm coming to you, and let's say you're a businesswoman, and I ask you a question as your daughter, and I ask you a question, and I'm talking to the part of you that is the businesswoman, that's going to be a completely different answer that you give me as opposed to the answer you would give me if I was your mother. So it's about recognizing what particular energy showed up to you. So, yes, there was an opportunity for different templates to come up, but if I just want to kind of be like what I was telling the brother Rich earlier, yes, I got the ball, so I'm going to tell you. You picked these colors.
Yes.
Not me. You picked them. So trust that your energy is moving you there, because there is something here for you, something here for your highest good. Know that anything that I am connected with, that I'm going to share with you, it's going to take you to that particular point. That is my intention, so I'll set that for you. So trust that within your own intention, that and see where that leads you. And then begin to take it to where it needs to. Because the whole point is not just to learn about these template energies. It's for you to get into your work of those things that you really have set your intention for. So that's first and foremost. So once you've done that and you've wrote your list down and you've given some energy into the template energy that you have, then I want you to go back and I want you to write intention statements for each one of these things that you say. Before 2012, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. I want to do these things. And then also, I want you to go back and I want you to look at that list after you wrote it, because trust and believe, it's going to be some circle jerk stuff on there. Don't put on there you're going to take please don't tell me you're going to take a photography class, because your ass ain't going to do that. Stop it. You're not doing it. You've been talking about doing that for 8 years. Your ass ain't going to do that. Scratch it off your list. So you have to be able to let go. So here's the circle jerk on this particular thing. And this is also one of the exercises, but it's a little different, that I do on the Know Your Magic line. So if you guys have not got that, for the hundreds of you around the world that have and know the real power, I suggest you get on that real soon. But here's the thing about it. For everything that's on that list, you have to make another list and get rid of stuff. So whether that's stuff in the physical or whether that's something that you got on your list, you know you ain't finna do that. You know, don't put on there that you're going to become a vegetarian and know you ain't going to do that. Stop it. You know you're not going to do it. So don't set yourself up for failure. You know what I'm saying. Don't set yourself up for failure. You know, if that's something that you really want to do and you're going to put forth the effort, you can put it on there. But here's a good rule of thought. Here's a good litmus test for you. If this is something that's been on your list for over 4 years, scratch it off. Chances are you're not going to do it. Chances are you're not. Chances are you're not going to do it. That's just real talk. For the person you were 4 years ago, you're not even that same person today. It doesn't mean you won't go back and do it another time, but we're talking about 11 weeks until the end of the year. So really give some thought and give some energy to this particular list. And this is not also about going on a fantastic voyage. It's not about going on a fantastic voyage, although you can step out into that voyage. If you put some fantastic voyage things on there, also make sure you put some things on there that also tap into that Clark Kent side of you as well. So everything doesn't need to be woo-woo. You know, I see people writing right now, I want to astro travel. I want to go to another planet. I want to do this. And that's beautiful. But I also need you to put some real, everyday, real-life human things, because this is a part of your work too. I want you to put that on your list as well. So make it something that is livable, make it something that is magical, make it, in short, something psycho, sexy, and cool. That's why I use those words, because we need to have a little bit of that mixture in our lives in order for us to really get into our magic. And begin to work with this list this way, and you will see, you will see. Take these goddess energies with you into meditation. Take them with you when you're doing visualization exercises. Begin to work with this template energy. Know that it exists within you. You know, we talked about those different archetypes and templates and, you know, whatever, our ego, our super ed, all of the gods and goddesses live within that energy. When we're born, we have so many cells that are connected with us. They're like 8 DNA strands, and those 8 turn into 16, and those 16 turn in and turn in and turn in, and soon you got a real live damn human standing in front of you. That is really the rising of the gods. That's how you get them to rise. So know that for all of our newbies, the gods and goddesses live within us. Yes, there are some that have not come to this planet, but we don't want to scare you with the woo-woo. We just want to keep you kind of grounded here so you can begin to do this work. So know that that energy you're able to tap in through within yourself. So this is how you begin to tap into this energy and really begin to work with this energy. It is a reason you picked that color. It is a reason that particular template energy showed up at this precise moment in your life. Own that magic. Own that magic and know your magic with it. And you will see great results on it. And many have bared witness to that as well, too. So I'm laughing right now because it's like 11 minutes and 20 seconds.
Ms. Blue, I have to tell you, it is so funny, but I posted something today on my Facebook page about my cat. I have an Egyptian mouse, and I was into the history of it because I had saw this little clip, and I've been reading The Cat, the Magic, and the Myth, and I was tying all this stuff together. I wrote, like, a whole section on Bass today, so I'm over here tripping because I'm like, wait a minute, what?
And you pick purple. See, there is no coincidences, you guys. Know your magic. I will scream it from the top of the mountains to the lowest of the places. Know your magic. No accident. And that's why you were saying, what'd you say? So there you go. That's what it's about. It's about seeing those synchronicities, knowing that more importantly than being on a universal vibe, that you are in your own vibe. And it's about living life on your terms and doing it your way. This is where you find the bubbling brown power. I like bubbling brown.
Yeah.
Bubbling.
Oh, yeah.
The bubbling brown power. So we're going to go to the phone lines. There you go, bubbling brown sugar, because we are actually in what I call brown sugar time. And I love this time of the year because when you look outside, when you look around, you begin to start to see sort of brown sugar everywhere. You see the hues of sugar, of that brownness coming into play and just seeing all of these things there. This is a great time to let some things go. A part of growth, if your cup is already to the brim, you can't get anything in there, you know. So the skinny on that, and I'll just say it as your mama tell you, if you know everything already, then you can't learn nothing. It's just as simple as that. If you already know everything, then there's nothing for you to learn, absolutely nothing. So I stay in the place of learning and growing and receiving every single day. And so I invite you guys to take that challenge on the gateway list. And by the way, like I said, maybe we'll talk about the Cartwheel Galaxy. We may have to talk about that on Sunday, even though the significance of it is happening today. But a very powerful gateway day today, hence the name Cartwheel Galaxy. If you guys don't know about it, go Google it. You'll find lots of blue energy up in there as well. There are some callers, Esther, so we're going to check in with them and just see what they got going on. And
okay.
Then, I guess we'll be getting out of here. So let's see. 242, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm sorry. This is Emily calling from the Bahamas.
Oh, we are just getting the island sisters and brothers from everywhere. Hey, Emily.
I'm sorry. I'm going to tackle. I had a question. Earlier, you were talking about defragging your aura, and you gave out something to do in the shower, but my computer froze at the same time. I was online, and I didn't get all of it because I always had a thing with picking up people's feelings and all of that stuff, and I teach in school, so... Yeah, I pick up a lot of things from my children, especially now that I'm conscious. It's more pronounced.
Yes, most definitely. One of the things that I was telling is that you can actually take a shower, and once you suds yourself all the way up, I'll tell you some magic that our ancestors knew. You knew how, like, when one of the elders or somebody older gets mad and they say, I have washed my hands of that child. Oh, it's a real magic in that. It really is. And that is really symbolic of letting go. And so you're going to really just sort of kind of reenact that when you're in the shower. So sudge yourself up really, really good all the way up to your neck and, you know, everything. Just sudge your whole body up. And as you're rinsing yourself, seeing all of those things go away, you know, it's really good. You can even take an affirmation in the shower with you and say it as well. Or just think about those things that you just want to release anything that doesn't belong in your aura, releasing that. And then what you want to do is you're going to start, and I believe it's clockwise first or counterclockwise. You're going to turn around 3 times clockwise and then turn around 3 times counterclockwise, switching the water from hot to cold. And what that's going to do, it's really working with your energy body, your etheric body, and it's going to cleanse it completely out. And then you're going to work on making a shield. And you can put a lot of different things in the shield. Because you're a teacher, you want to be able to know what your students are feeling and being able to pick up their energy, but you don't want it to attach itself to you. And see, that's the problem where a lot of people sort of kind of get into that space is, how do you keep that energy? Well, one of the ways you can do is actually build a shield up, and you can put in that shield whatever you want, absolutely whatever you want to put in that shield. So you can say, I want to be able to feel their energy, but I don't want it to attach itself to me. I want to be able to see what's going on, but I don't want that energy to stay with me. I want it to sort of kind of cleanse away. Use different colors. You can actually email me, and I'll give you some more things that you can do, and you can also download the show to go back. But that's just two of the ways you can do. Certain crystals you can carry with you, you know, and I talked about this on one of the jewelry shows where you can actually wear different jewelry. Pearls is another one that has a lot of protection energy in it from having certain energy attach itself to you. So pearls is another one. You can wear a strand of pearls and charge up your jewelry and keep that on. I keep my jewelry on me, and it doesn't matter where I go, whether the person is conscious or unconscious. It looks like beautiful jewelry, but I know that it is there to support me. It is there for my activation, and in short, it is just there for my magic. And so you can use these things, these elemental things that is connected with us on an Akashic level, you can really say. We know we're made up of everything on the planet, and even crystals. This whole world is ran by crystals. From the clocks to the water to everything on the planet is ran by crystals. So crystals are very powerful to work with that particular energy and to keep them close with you and to have them next to you too.
That's very, yeah, okay, I got that. It was interesting what you said about the pearls. That was for me tonight because I have my grandmother's pearls that my mother gave to me just before she died. My grandmother's name is Emily. I was named for her.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and I just have them thrown there.
Take them pearls out. And you know how sometimes they get a little kink in them? Take your fingers and pull on them. You're not going to break them. Pull on them and straighten those pearls out. That's that DNA. That's that lineage. And that's you mixing with your particular DNA and pulling on those DNA and just running those pearls on. But you need to wear them. Take your grandmother's pearls out and put those pearls on and rock them pearls. And you won't have to worry about any of that energy.
Okay. That's good to know, because my school is about 80% Haitian descent.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, yes. right after the Haiti earthquake, it was so bad, I actually had to take a week off. I couldn't go to work for a week. I went away just to catch myself, because I
But let me tell you this, and yes, are you talking about you felt their energy as far as just what they had to deal with, the trauma,
the fear,
energy?
The panic. And I didn't know, but afterwards, a lot of them told me they had siblings, a lot of the parents, you may
dying.
Have like one parent deported, so they were there to know, you know, they didn't know where they were. So I felt all the panic, you know, all of you know, everything they felt. My heart started racing and all of those things, you know, and I couldn't.
Yes, well, you're definitely a very intuitive sister, so I can see that, and I can feel your energy on that. But definitely email me, QUESTION, the number 4, blue. We'll talk more. We have about 2 minutes left to go in the form, and I'll kind of close out. I'm going to say some more things on that. But thank you so much for calling in and definitely sharing that. Okay. All right. Peace and love to you. Oh, that's excellent. And definitely something, you know, when you're able to feel that energy. And I'll say this for all of my teachers out there, all of my instructors out there, and everyone, make sure that whenever you open up, this is sort of a code, and you can even find this code in the corporate world. You can find it, I don't care what kind of teaching, whether a yoga class, I don't care what you're doing. You need to have an intention set at the beginning and have everyone come to the agreement of that intention. So whether or not, whether you teach music or whether you teach drama or whether you're teaching on the academic level, start out every day with an intention. This is something that I did when I taught at that particular level and I was doing teaching. Always start with an intention and really get the group, especially when you're looking at them face to face, get the group to really say what their intention is. I know we can't always take time, but you can ask them. So, you know, here's my intention for what I want to share with you today. What is your intention for coming, or what do you want to get out of this today? You know, really share that. And even when they're leaving, especially when you're working with children, a great thing I know when I used to do a lot of the workshops for the girls and the boys, have them walk out and I have them share with me, what did they get their intentions? Were your intentions fulfilled? We have 43 seconds left to go in the remix. It's time for me to shut it down. I hate to shut it down, but I will. I'll see you guys on Sunday night. Esther, I love you. Thank you so much for sitting in. Love you guys in the remix family.
Yes.
Download, download, download. If you like it, like it. If you love it, love it. Email me. Send me questions. I'd love to hear from you guys. Hit me up on Facebook. Maybe I'll go over there and play for a little bit and see what's going on. So peace, everybody. See you Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the remix. Download the show if you like it, you guys. Don't forget to like it on Facebook. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. And just, I guess that's it.